Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
One Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. Blue Jackets beat the Ducks 4-3 in overtime Monday night on a game-winning goal from Adam Fantilli. Fantilli on the goal.
No, once I got that rim from KJ, I kind of realized the guy that was on me had been out for a minute or so at that point. So I just kind of wanted to try him with speed and see if I could get around him. And once I did, I knew I had a one-on-one and just tried to shoot through a screen.
Up next, Jackets host the Wild at 7 later this week. NFL, ESPN's Adam Schefter reported the Dolphins are benching quarterback Tua Tagovailoa for Quinn Ewers. The 7th rounder out of Ohio State and Texas will make his first NFL start Sunday versus the Bengals. NBA, the Cavs visit the Bulls tonight at 8 from the United Center. This update brought to you by Germain Toyota, the best selection of new and used cars in Central Ohio. View their full selection of vehicles online at germaintoyota.net. Breaking sports news when it happens right here with The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
All right, here we go. Welcome aboard. Happy to have you. Temps are rising. We'll have plenty of nice guests for you today. Some good radio over the next few hours. Rothman and Ice, Anthony Rothman, Matty Ice Hayes, and the Loose Cannon. A little flustered in that the smell of this holiday pizza party is wafting
it's
in here.
Popping right now. I mean, that is all I can smell at the moment. And it's not a bad thing to smell. We've had some situations around here where other things have floated in the abyss and smelled worse than pizza. That is for sure. But this today, the pizza party is incredible. We were doing some stuff in the other studio before we hopped in here. And I looked at you guys and I said, do you smell that? It's a smell we all know. It's a smell we all grew up with.
That smell.
Whether you had like pizza night with the fam on Friday night or whatever. Smell. You know when you smell it. And as we speak right now, our producer is literally eating pizza on the move.
Feel free not to need me.
Whoever smelt it.
I'll tell you right now, this room smells of B.O.
Yeah. B.O. and pizza. Always a good combination.
Smells like a college dorm then. College dorm right there. B.O. and pizza. College right there.
All right, we'll have Shefty, bottom of the hour. We got some NFL news for you. We've got ins and outs. We've got Carp, wherever he's going to be phoning in from. We'll have him at 1:30. And then our boy Z off the great night last night. We'll have Hockey and Hounds at 2:30. So yesterday, I remember saying to you during the show, as I was looking at you, and I said, don't make me do it. I want to do it. Don't make me do it. And you're like, what? And I'm like, I don't want to bet on hockey. And I said, but it's Zach's 600th game. Mm-hmm. He's got the 10-point home streak going. Yeah. I don't want to do it. Don't do it. And I didn't do it. And I paid for not doing it. And if you heard me, you probably should have done it when I wasn't doing it. Because you knew I guaranteed that by not betting on it, he was going to have a great night.
You know what I was hearing as you were saying that? You know I do it.
You know you do it. Everybody does it. I just did it, and I'm ready to do it again.
You mentioned his point streak. Last year, he got to 22 at home. Is that the right number? I have to go back and fact check that. I know it was an amazing point streak that he had.
Get the fact
over there
checker
at Nation.
On over
he's
there
eating pizza right now. He's not locked in. He's got his greasy nubs all over the keyboard and the mouse.
That's right.
Mouse right now.
The mice.
Yes. But I think last year, why do I have 22
that's
in
right.
my brain?
Yeah. Okay. It was 22, because that was from late 24 to 25.
Yeah, so look, I'm not going to ask him anything about that. Do you think you could do it again?
Well, this is an 11-game home point streak now.
I like that. I like that. This guy, as we all know, just a constant force, man. A constant force. Everything you could want is one of the faces of the franchise, a defenseman that can give it to you on both ends of the ice, as we all know, and he's just doing
give it
again.
To you from both ends.
Hey, man.
Whatever, on the ice.
Whatever you got to do. Because they had to stop the bleeding.
It's an emphatic statement.
They had to stop the bleeding because it was, what, a 4-5 game losing streak there. But, yeah, it was good to see that for sure. And for sure, and congrats to Z, man, for an incredible career and another really good season. That's cooking up already.
Matty, it's not an act. He is the most humble star that we have. Like, and they're all to that point.
Yeah.
But he's on another level.
Just chilling.
Like, I'm wondering really what his pulse is.
Okay.
Like, I feel like he's one of those guys that his resting pulse is like borderline like in a coma.
Doesn't seem like much moves him as far as like, hey, getting him off his rocker, getting him flustered, none of that. It's just, I'm coming into the building, I'm putting the skates on, and I'm going to come out here and do damage. And I'm just going to go home, hang out with my dog, hang out with my wife, and hang out with the homies every once in a while. Like, he's a good dude, genuinely, to your point. And it's awesome that he gives us this amount of time year in and year out. But, yeah, looking forward to talking to him, obviously, again at 2:30.
He's just a good dude. He's not impressed with himself. You know, it's one of those things that he's here to do a job. He's the one that said before the season, if we don't make the playoffs, I'm going to consider it a failure. Now, this may be surprising to people, and it was surprising to TLC when I told him this morning. I said, you realize that Las Vegas has the Jackets on a higher pace now for points this year than they had them before the season.
Interesting.
Didn't feel like it, especially when you're on a winless streak the way they were until last night.
Right.
They hadn't won a game in five. You got the point in the overtime game against Florida, but they hadn't won in five games. And then, by the way, even though they beat Jersey and Detroit, they had lost four before that. Now, three of them were in OT, so they get a point. But I looked today, and before the season, you weren't at the training camp show, but when I said to the big Don Sub, I said, hey, Las Vegas has you guys as an 84.5 point over-under.
What was the vibe on
and
that?
Well, exactly what he said was, I didn't know that. You're the first guy to tell me that.
Okay.
I was curious about that. But then there was no real reaction. It wasn't going to be like he was going to guarantee, well, put your money on us. It wasn't that.
Sprinkle some on that.
So they were an 84.5 point team, which, by the way, is you're not sniffing the playoffs.
Mm-mm.
Even at that over. Like at that over under, you're not even close. I remember thinking that they would have to be somewhere. You got to get to 90. Like 90 gets you in the conversation, maybe. It did last year. They were an 89-point team, and they were 2 points out.
Okay. Now
this may be even tougher this year to get in. But I look today, and they're over-under. They're not shattering that number, but their over-under is 86.5 as of today. So technically, they're above their pace.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see them get to where Las Vegas is listing them as a 90.5.
Yeah.
Point hockey team, and that may get you into a third wild card, maybe.
Yeah, it's just, you know, some of the frustrating stuff, I'm sure, for Jackets fans. It's just some of the inconsistency.
Wild card, rather.
You watch a game last night, right, and it's kind of the best version of the Jackets with Z having a great night. You have Boone Jenner doing some good things as well. KJ has a couple assists, and you got Jet in his in net having a pretty good night as well. And so that's the frustrating part about this, is that, you know, they have these performances in them, and we talked about it yesterday. You did get Anaheim coming off of back-to-back, so it was good to see them take advantage of that. But the game had to go to overtime, and you had to figure some things out when it got tight, and Fantilli brings it home. But just the collective of what you saw yesterday was just really cool to see at home, for sure.
Yeah, that's it. It was another one of those where you have the lead, and it goes away, and how do you react, and can you make some big plays? And then, you know, I hate watching the games where I feel like, well, don't lose it in regulation now.
Right.
Like when they got it to overtime, it was like, okay, point secured. Like, I think when you see a lead slip away, and there were many chances for both, their penalty kill has been unbelievable. Like, we've talked about special teams before with this team. Like, if they just got into an average area, like I wanted them to get into, and I don't have to look now because I haven't, but I wanted to get them into a top 20 category in both. Because if you have that, then you feel like you can do something. And right now, if you look at the power play, all right, so they are right now 18th in the power play. Not great, but they are top 20.
All right, yeah.
So you'll take that.
Yeah.
Now, let's slide over to penalty kill.
Yeah, where are we at with that?
because that it's been on fire. So, and it's still, I mean, as bad as they were and as on fire as they are, they're 30th in penalty kill out of 32 teams.
Got work to do.
That's not good.
Yeah, got work
now,
to
the
do.
Difference between a top 30 team and a top 20 team is about, you know, 7%.
Okay.
So it's not unattainable, but
still got to clean
that
it up.
That shows you where they were because they've been great.
Yeah, had so much work to do. You know, we mentioned Z, and it'll be great again. Talk to him at 2:30. I was looking at this stuff this morning, AR, amongst all the defensemen in the sport right now. This guy's second in goals, third in assists, second in points. One of the elites at that position. One of the elites, one of the top guys night in and night out. He's just consistent year in and year out.
Yeah, and he's so needed, and he's needed, like you said, in both areas, offensive zone and defensive zone. But he was great last night, and we'll have him at 2:30. We will get into the NFL next because, and this is how I'll tease it, because I don't feel like the money goes along where people think he is. And there's a chance he may be the most overrated player, overpaid player in the NFL. There's a chance. But I'll tease it this way. One of the, I guess, highest paid players in the NFL is going to the bench and not because of injury. So we'll get you that detailed next. It's Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
If you consider yourself a Buckeye fan, you've come to the right place. This is your Heritage Sports Talker and home of Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Hey, it's Matty Ice. Are you? Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
The Jackets are back at Nationwide for a battle with the Minnesota Wild. Live fan coverage starts Thursday night at 6:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
More sunshine building in throughout the day, and it'll be warmer and breezy with highs getting into the low 40s. For tonight, partly cloudy with our overnight lows in the 20s, and then for Thursday, we will see daytime highs getting into the low 50s with breezy winds. Best chances of rain will be later in the day and going into the overnight hours. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're listening to Rothman and Ice on 97.1 The Fan.
All right, nobody wants to hear about anybody else's fantasy team. I get it, right? We talk fantasy in general.
I actually disagree with that.
See,
I like hearing about other people's scenarios and kind of the stress that they're going through because I'm feeling the same thing.
I feel like this is kind of similar to your bracket in the NCAA tournament.
That's a little...
Does anybody really care about anybody else's bracket? I lost this team or I picked that team.
For me, I think there's more interest in fantasy football than there is the brackets.
I can shoot that down so quickly.
Nobody, I don't care about anybody. I don't really care about my own bracket, if I'm being honest.
Here's why I think talking about brackets is actually better than talking about fantasy teams because all of the games are the same in the brackets.
Right.
Everybody's got different players in fantasy football. So you're talking about your fantasy team and the person you're talking to is none of your players and doesn't care.
I mean, we had a president filling out a bracket every year, and I didn't care.
Yeah. Nobody.
Why do you hate Barack Obama?
Nobody really cares.
I didn't care about his bracket. It's cool that he did it, but I didn't care.
The first two rounds were always filled out for him anyway.
Probably.
I remember when they first expanded the tournament, and the first thing that went through my mind was, oh, no, what's going on with the bracket now? How are we going to fill out the bracket? Like, how are they going to know? The playing games, it's going to screw up the bracket. Then you realize it's just, you're not picking that team anyway. Like it's, or whether it's not, then the whole confusion of, wait a minute, if it's a playing game, how could they be an 11? Should they be a 16? Like, wait a minute. They're trying to get in. How can you get in at a higher rate? It's like you're cutting in line.
Right.
Then you realize about the auto qualifiers and all that crap. Mm-hmm. So, but I was thinking this would relate a couple people may be able to weigh in on this, which is I have to choose between playing the Buffalo Bills defense against the Browns or the Chiefs defense against the Titans. And this is what goes through my mind. The Chiefs just got eliminated.
They're done.
Where are their minds at?
Lost their guy.
There's no, the urgency isn't there. Now, the cool part is, without Mahomes, that defense is going to be on the field more, perhaps, because with Minshew, maybe they're not going to get as many first downs, and so there's more opportunities for sacks and picks. Certainly, there's more opportunity to give up points as well.
The Browns, I was about to say, that works both ways.
Yeah, but the sacks and picks are real. Like, that's a real deal. And then the Browns, you know, I almost feel like they've been eliminated forever. So, but they just laid an egg in Chicago. And they're playing a team that has to win. Like, are they really going to just lie down against Buffalo? Like, completely? Or they may look at this as, this is a perfect chance to play spoiler and look decent against a bad defense, and Quinshon might run all over them. And
I don't think it's a sport to where you can half-ass it, football. It's not. You can't go out there and pull the whole Pro Bowl energy that we used to see. Like, you just can't do it.
And so get hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But there's a difference, though. You guys do admit that the sense of urgency and needing to win and must win, you can't manufacture
that. I hear what you're saying, but I just think as far as guys going hard, I think you're still going to see that across the league this week. They may not have the motivation, as we're sitting here right now in film room and all that stuff, to be locked in. But when you go out there and you strap it up, you got to be ready to go. Because like TLC said, if you don't, you're probably getting popped and getting injured. And so, look, you got some tough things to work through. That's for sure. And especially when you think about that Buffalo defense and how we've seen some opposing offenses get after them via the run. If the Browns can get some of their offensive linemen back this week, who knows if that's in play, then Quinshon might have himself a good day, which my fantasy team needs, by the way.
The over-under on the Titans-Kansas City game is 37.5.
That's nasty.
The Browns-Buffalo's 42.5.
Mm.
So the question you have to ask yourself is very simple. Would you rather go up against Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders? That's the only question that needs to be asked and answered. So your answer is what?
See, I think it's a little bit more than that, too, because I'm thinking about the weapons.
Well, I'm trying to reduce it to
No, I got you, but my mind kind of goes to, yeah, the quarterback, but he's got to, what do those guys have that would either scare me or not scare me either? And neither party really scares me.
I'll tell you what Shedeur doesn't have
as far as pass catchers.
An offensive line.
Right. So,
Yeah,
maybe Buffalo's your answer.
It's not like Tennessee has great receivers.
No, neither.
They have Pollard, but the Browns have Quinshon. So that's kind of a wash.
It is, especially in my mind. With the pass catchers, yeah.
All right, what do you say?
I would rather go up against Cleveland right now, defensively, particularly because of the offensive. I mean, dude, they were missing four of their, I think, week one starters on the O-line. I think Joel Bitonio was the only one. And, I mean, Shedeur was out there. And we know Shedeur holds the ball long, and he does. He was getting a little bit better at it. Yeah, sorry, got a cough.
Pizza, a pizza, pepperoni.
I mean that's back a cough. Yeah. That's a pizza belch.
But I think that Shador's getting a little bit better at getting the ball out earlier, but there are a lot of close calls. And then as the game went on, some of those close calls did turn into sacks. I think that going up against Shedeur you can't go wrong in a way, it feels like. But I would rather go up against Shedeur, particularly because I would be targeting that Browns offensive line.
So the other secondary tiebreaker for me is, maybe I should put in the team that needs it more, and that would be Buffalo. Mm-hmm. That Kansas City is.
So you're leaning into humanalytics.
I'm leaning into the humanalytics of this is a defense going up against a weakened offensive line. The challenge of going on the road and needing this game.
Mm-hmm.
What worries me is that the Browns might look a little better because he couldn't look any worse, and that they are at home. But so is Tennessee. But I've seen Tennessee put up points lately.
I think we found your answer.
Okay, so I'm leaning Buffalo.
Yeah.
Tua time is over for the moment. And he didn't have a horrible game outside of that horrendous early interception. He actually played okay. And they're going to play Quinn Ewers at home against Cincinnati. I mean, this is a very interesting decision. Because they've paid this man an enormous amount of money. He's not injured. They're eliminated. But what this tells me is that they want to see the younger quarterbacks.
Yeah,
that's weird to me.
they no doubt want to see that AR, and I think you want to get that information from Quinn Ewers to see, hey, when we get into the draft, do we need to do something else and go get somebody else if there's a guy that falls to us that we feel comfortable with. And so it is odd when you talk about the money, because it's a lot of coin, man. It is a lot of coin.
$212 million. That's what he's technically worth.
And Mike McDaniel, the head coach for the Dolphins, he went to bat for Tua. There was stories coming out that maybe there were some people in the front office that weren't really on board with handing Tua a big-time contract, and he said, no, this is my guy, and I believe in him. So that obviously is wild that that short-term, you know, kind of outlook that he had on Tua has fizzled away even quicker than he probably anticipated as well. And so what's sad about this story is the what-ifs of what they could have had, because in that draft, they took Tua right before Justin Herbert. The pick before Justin Herbert
Five?
Was Tua, yeah.
Okay.
And so that's always going to sting, too, as a franchise. When you look across the country and you see a guy suiting up for the Chargers that's been much better than your guy throughout, you know, the last few years, that's a tough pill to swallow. And also in that draft as well, is you can't really knock him too much for this, is Jalen Hurts went in the second round when he was coming out of Oklahoma. So they've got to live with that. But
there's another guy.
Who else was in that draft?
Not that you're completely forgetting, but there's another first rounder.
In 2020?
Oh, Burrow.
Yeah. Burrow was before that.
Yeah, that I'm not, that I don't see, it's not a sure thing.
Here's
You know, but he's not a sure thing.
Okay. G5.
But I think you would look at him as that you would rather have him than Tua.
Okay.
You wouldn't say that you would guarantee that he's going to be like.
So you said group of five.
Group of five.
First round pick AR?
Yes,
he was a first round pick. There was another quarterback.
It was not surprising.
Jalen Hurts.
It was not surprising that he was a first round pick. It was surprising where he went.
That's a good hint.
Thank you.
Wait, hit me with that again.
It was not surprising that he was a first round pick, but it was very surprising where he went.
Where he went.
The starter was a little bit like
the starter was on McAfee at the time.
Okay, that just gave it away.
Oh, Dr. Love, the Love
That's
Doctor.
It, yeah. Yeah.
Jordan Love, Nevada Wolfpack.
Jordan Love, Utah State.
Utah State.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought same colors.
Same
though,
colors.
Right? Yeah, okay.
Navy blue,
colors.
Gray.
Gray. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Jordan Love went 26.
There's another one. So that's the tough part that you got to live with, right? Is looking back and saying, man, our franchise would have been in much better shape if we would have taken one of those three guys, Herbert, Hurts, or Jordan Love.
I don't think anybody else. Geez, that was almost Laurinaitis-esque.
Yeah, but what I'm saying.
I'll give you one.
Yeah, I mean,
I wasn't even trying to do that. But I don't think a lot of other teams in that position sitting at five would have gone off of Tua for them either. It's just how it went.
It's the what-if game we can always play. Yeah. I just love looking back at drafts and look at where guys are now and looking at where their guy is. And it never really felt to me, though, that Tua was going to be this long-term answer for them. Not even because of just the health stuff. You could set that aside, and that was always tough. But his play was really never consistent enough. I think
it was the magic. It was the coming out of the bullpen and winning the tie. It was right.
Yeah, just the spark that they had, especially when McDaniel got there in the NFL. But he just never felt like he was going to be a secure option for them long term. So now, if I'm a Dolphins fan, we got to tear this joint all the way down. Achane, Waddle, because you got to look around your division. You're not close to Buffalo and New England. And also, you got to look around the conference as well. And so I think getting as many assets as you possibly can right now for the Dolphins would be the smart move.
They can't trade him. No one's taking on that deal.
Cut him? Eat the money?
Well, you'd have to cut him. You'd have to wait. But I think if you wait, I'll look at this again. But I think if you wait, you might
be in
worse shape. You could spread it out the way Denver did when they got rid of Russ.
Yeah.
You could spread it out over 2 years, but question is who you're going to replace him with going to be better than what you got?
It's got to go through the draft.
You're going to light a match to a lot of money anyway.
Right. Got to go through the draft. So they're going to have to try to find a cheaper option like Denver did with Bo Nix and get a guy on their rookie contract and hope other things around it comes together. I think this franchise is looking at, hey, new head coach, new quarterback, and a lot of new faces in Miami. I just think that's what they got to do now because they're not close.
I wonder if this was forced upon McDaniels or if he's doing it to, quote, maybe finally take a knee to, I need to save myself. We'll ask Schefter in 2 minutes. Rothman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only. Only.
Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
NFL Playbook with ESPN's Adam Schefter.
Sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
All right, NFL Playbook with our guy, the senior NFL insider for ESPN, the one and only Adam Schefter. Schefty, good afternoon, my man.
Hello there, Anthony. How we doing?
Outstanding. Let me get right to a little bit of breaking news here in that the Miami Dolphins are benching Tua Tagovailoa. So the one thing that pops into my mind is, A, he didn't have a horrendous game against Pittsburgh, but they're eliminated now, so they can consider other things. But doesn't this reek of that they're going to want to try to move on from him? And I don't know how easy that's going to be.
Well, it's going to be very hard to move on from him because of the financial implications of his contract right now. If you take a look at his deal, essentially he's guaranteed $54 million in 2026. And in 2027, he's got another $3 million that's guaranteed. If they cut him, it leaves $99 million in dead money. They could designate him a post-June 1 salary cap casualty, but that would break it up to 67.5 1 year and 32 the next. So, I mean, I'm just telling you, it's a big problem. They could walk away from the largest cap hit in NFL history. Now, look, the Denver Broncos did it with Russell Wilson. You know, it was like $80-plus million. So it's not like they can't do it, but it's going to obviously sting and be a hardship for them to navigate for the next couple of years.
Yeah. Well, listen, the way it's worked out in Denver is they found Bo Nix. Like, they found a guy that could play, and now he's playing really well. So that worked out for them. It took the eye off all that money they had to spread over 2 years. Would you think that anybody would be interested in Tua, and especially to be responsible for all that money and salary you just talked about?
No, not at that price, not with his health history. I mean, there's a lot of risk there. And, you know, to me, it's a case where, you know, maybe the Dolphins are paying some of the money, maybe they're giving another team a draft pick to take on some of that salary, like the Houston Texans once did with Brock Osweiler with the Cleveland Browns. Do you remember that? I think that's where they traded him. I'm pretty sure that's where they traded him. So,
is this Mike McDaniel's decision?
Yeah, it was Mike McDaniel's decision. He made the decision to bench the quarterback, his guy. And by the way, he was brought in there to kind of resurrect and elevate Tua. And did for a while, so much so that they paid him his contract.
Right.
Right? So it's a little bit of a tricky deal. It's going to be a setback for this organization, no doubt. And we'll see how they decide to navigate it.
Another team that suffered a setback is the Kansas City Chiefs with the news of Pat Mahomes tearing his ACL. Schefter, I kind of want to ask you about where you think they're going to go in the offseason. What type of move do you think they're going to make at quarterback to maybe shore up, you know, the number two spotter for a guy that maybe is going to have to start the season for them? So what are your thoughts on where Kansas City is headed now that they have this news about Mahomes?
I don't know whether Minshew signed a 1 or 2 year deal, but I think that's kind of the perfect alternative and the perfect option and what you're looking for at a spot like that. I still think, and maybe I'm going to be proven wrong, I don't think so, but I still think Patrick Mahomes will be back for opening day in 2026. I don't know if he's going to be the same player, certainly not, right? He's not going to be able to be quite as elusive, run around as freely, and I'm sure the injury will impact his play to a certain extent, but it's a 9-month recovery, roughly. 9 months. Now, I mean, 9 months to get back. Is he going to be 100%? No. It'll be adjusting to that injury and adapting probably all season long next year. But 9 months to return to play is what I think they think. And he had the surgery Monday, December 13th. The season starts next year, literally almost exactly 9 months later. And I don't think Patrick Mahomes is a guy that's going to be behind schedule when it comes to recovery and rehab. I think he's going to be ahead. So I think he'll be ready for the start of the season. That's what I would guess and bet right now.
Okay. So, Shefty, as you can imagine, down in Cincinnati, there's some Bengal fans that are, you know, pointing the finger, and some front office people, the head coach, maybe even their defensive coordinator. What's your feel right now on what could be on the way if there are going to be some possible changes down there in the Natty?
Look, at this time of the year, there are always discussions about shows or teams and coaches whenever they underperform. And this is a team that's underperformed, so you're going to get all the speculation that comes along with that for the next few weeks until there's clarity one way or another. I really don't know what they're going to do. It's hard for me to think the Bengals are just going to run everything back just as is. Like, you think that's going to happen? I don't think so. I don't know whether that means they change out some coaches, whether they change out the front office. I guess they could go status quo. They could. But usually when you go through a season like they have had, usually it results in some type of change.
Well, and it will be interesting to hear if you talk to anybody that back channels whether Joe Burrow is happy with Zach Taylor and whether he feels like he wants to go forward with him.
I believe that Joe Burrow is a Zach Taylor supporter, backer, whatever you want to call it. I believe he has Joe Burrow support. Zach Taylor does.
Okay. As you know, playoffs in the fantasy world are really popping off right now. One guy a lot of people are going to have their eye on is Devontae Adams for the Rams. What's your understanding of this injury, how significant it is, and maybe how much time he's going to have to miss, if any?
Is he on your team, Eddie?
No, he's not. He is not. Okay.
Look, they got a short week. They're still holding out hope that he comes back this week. My guess is he's not in the lineup this week. My guess is he doesn't play this week. But Sean McVay was not ready to rule him out yesterday. I think it's better than they thought it would be, but it may not be good enough that he could play on Thursday night.
Well, that may make me think about picking up Colby Parkinson instead of playing Tyler Warren. I've got serious issues now. And by the way, Stefania Bell last night on that Fantasy Focus show said your team is a, and I quote, a wagon. So I assume you're still in that league?
Yeah, it's a 16-team league. The funny part is, I don't know how much people care about fantasy or not, but I've been in the league for 15 years. I've had about 3 years where I've had a great team, 3 out of 15. I've gone to the playoffs probably 7, 8, 9 years. I mean an elite team 3 times, and I've never won the championship in the league in 15 years. And it's a 16-team league, very hard. In basketball, we have a 14-team league, also very hard. I've won the championship 4 of the last 8 years in basketball. I don't know. Like, my name isn't Adrian Wojnarowski, but maybe I'm the insider on the wrong sport. My team this year in a 16-team league, my quarterback is Drake May. My running backs are Chase Brown and Josh Jacobs. My wide receivers are Rashee Rice, George Pickens, and Juwan Jennings. My tight ends are Harold Fannin and Brenton Strange. My kicker is Cameron Dicker. And my defense, at least this week, I'm struggling on the defensive front. I got the Detroit Lions at home against the Steelers. I don't love that, but there aren't a lot of options. I've had the Browns defense for a while. I can't play the Browns against Josh Allen, I don't think.
No. In fact, if anything, you may have to pick up the Saints if they're available against the Jets. But
I had a waiver. I had the Saints last week, and I decided to pick up the Cardinals running backs instead last week. I dropped the Saints. I tried to get back the Saints this morning for the semifinal round this week, and they were claimed directly in front of me. Did not get the Saints. Very disappointed about that. Wanted to start the Saints on Sunday against the Jets.
All right. Well, good luck, man. We're both still in it. You're in it. So we'll have plenty to talk about next week.
Yeah, let's hope we all advance to better, bigger, and brighter days. That would be awesome, right?
You got it. All right, man. Good luck with everything, and we appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Adam Schefter, ESPN Senior NFL Insider on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. All right, guys. Time to be honest with yourselves going into the new year. So if you're a guy out there listening and you're not feeling the energy you think you should have, or you don't have the energy you need to get through a day, your focus is off, and you just your rhythm's off, you can tell. Just don't lie to yourself. Be honest. I know there's probably something in the back of your mind that says, I wonder if my T level is low, because I've heard so many people talk about this, and maybe it's the natural aging process, and maybe there is help for me. And there is. So if you've started to notice that something is off and you're slipping, then find out with the experts, and they are the experts, at Synergenics and Low T Center. They have the offices in Gahanna and Dublin, so either one would work. And you can walk in before 10 a.m. or book at fixmylowt.com and take the test. Take the free TRT test. And guys that have done it and they've gone on the treatment, they say it's changed their lives. So the testosterone is pure. It's not compounded. And you'll feel full of energy, not like they're still waiting for it to kick in. And that's what these guys are saying. And now is the best time because the TRT test is free. And the guys who are on the therapy wish they would have started it sooner. And I've always said the power's in the numbers. Go find out. Get the knowledge. Don't be one of those guys that's like the fear of the unknown. Like, I don't want to know if I'm low. No, you do. Find out. This may be what you're looking for. And the first step is taking the free test. Synergetics and Low T Center. And you can do it now in Gahanna or Dublin. They'll give you the power to choose if you want to be treated in the clinic, if you want the treatment and you think you want to start it, or you could do it at home. You could receive it at home. So either way, it all starts with a simple, quick, free TRT test. Start the process now. Book at fixmylowt.com. All right, when we come back, a coach that has said no a couple of times, could he change that to a yes? We'll examine it next. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
We're the highest-rated sports radio station in America. There's no joke there. We just are. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Gray hair and hearing loss are common signs of getting older. But being short of breath, having tightness in your chest, coughing and wheezing are not. If you are experiencing these symptoms, you may be one of the millions of people who are living with a condition called COPD but don't know it. Early diagnosis and treatment can add years of better breathing to your life. For more information, talk to your doctor and visit copdfoundation.org today.
I was in foot pain.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Your child's oral health milestones matter. By age one, see a pediatric dentist to establish good oral health habits. At seven, see an orthodontist to check your child's bite, teeth, and jaws. Around 15, visit an oral and maxillofacial surgeon to have your child's wisdom teeth examined. Remember, milestones met, healthy teeth set. Visit milestonesmet.org.
Give the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Sunday, a day of rest, relaxation, and Browns football. Catch the Brownies as they battle the Bills. Josh Allen is sexy, and OJ is dead.
Live fan coverage starts Sunday at 11 with the Kick at 1.
Your radio home of the Browns, the Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Like trying to snap a picture of Bigfoot. Nobody has ever witnessed Maddie eating a carb. This is Rothman and Ice.
All right. Where is Michigan going? Who knows? I don't think there's anybody that would put fear in the rival or anything like that. Like, I know Bobby would. About that at 1:30.
I know. Well, I know who would shake the room. I know who would shake the room, and this would.
Well, I know what you're going to say. I bet I can guess what you're going
to
say.
Okay, read my mind. Right. O's
you
the
guess
mentalist.
First, and then I'll guess second.
O's the mentalist. Okay. Who you got?
I'm going to
wait. Hold on. Is it realistic?
It's not realistic. Okay. But if this did happen, I think there would be some. Oh, okay. That's what's going on here?
Okay.
Who do you think I'm thinking?
So hang on. Let's O's the mentalist thing. Let's all play along.
Now, what he just said changed my answer.
It did. It changed when he said it wouldn't happen. That changed my answer because when he first said it, I had a guy in mind that I could see with enough.
Fooling
they
you guys
might.
With some tricks.
Yeah, let's go with the mentalist thing here because I think we can get this.
But his reaction just now, he said the audience is going to go, that's a little bit
okay,
suspicious.
I can tell you what.
I was about to throw a haymaker with my guess.
100% would never happen,
okay.
Which isn't your answer. This is not your answer, but 100% that would never happen.
This is my guess. You're about to say my guess.
Yeah, it would be Urban.
That was my guess.
Okay. So that's not what you were. Please tell us that's not what you were
thinking.
That
is not what I was thinking.
Okay, good. I'm one for one then. I knew that's what he wasn't thinking.
Right.
I'm not really reading your mind.
He would never
I'm telling
do
you
that.
What wasn't on your mind.
You're really good at thinking out loud.
Yeah.
We did this yesterday with the top 10 quarterbacks interceptions. You just can read the room like no other.
All right. So here's the guy, and I know who it is. Do you know who it is? I think I know who it is.
Not anymore. I was going to think something crazy like Lane Kiffin or perhaps Brian Kelly.
This is what... No. None of those would shake the room. The one guy that I know my man, and I hope I'm right. Primetime. Deion Sanders.
No.
That's
interesting.
Okay. I thought that's exactly where you were going.
I didn't even think about
that. That would shake the room a little bit.
I don't know if that would.
No?
Really?
With the...
You wouldn't think?
There hasn't been a ton of good things at Colorado, right? Like, if he was in some conference championship games out there last couple years...
I'm just saying the money that Michigan would throw at
if this happened
their program
after,
with if, him to get talent.
If this fair, happened after fair. Last season, I think that may have been a possibility. But we now have... You know, this year was like the tiebreaker year, and it's been two bad years at Colorado to one decent
would it
year.
Be? Would it be if?
One
okay,
let guess?
Me, yes,
one
we're going to go. Okay, we're only 0-1 in the count, but technically I'm out. But
you better not be talking about my boy, Marcus.
No.
Okay, no, I did not think about that.
No, I think he would leave for the NFL before.
What would shake the room?
I'm scared of that.
Is if they dipped in and said Matt Patricia?
No.
Okay,
another
so
good
I'm 0-2. Well, when he said shake the room, I was trying to think, like, is there somebody that would make Buckeye fan go, really?
College coach, like, NFL coach, or college coordinator?
I'm not giving out any more hints. Because I think I'm surprised you guys haven't guessed this. You guys are good at doing this stuff. Surprised you haven't.
All right, here's my last one.
You got two O's.
And I don't even really think this would shake the room because he's just, it's a little past his time.
Okay. Lincoln Riley.
No, I was going to say John Gruden.
No.
Okay, then either. I'm out. Those
not
are my three. Deion, because when you said shake the room, what that tells me is something that would win, that would make headlines.
Yeah, for sure.
It doesn't necessarily mean success.
Yeah.
It just means you would make headlines.
Mm-hmm.
And the three guys that would make headlines for me would be Deion, Matt Patricia, and John Gruden. Those are headline guys.
Is it a Buckeye?
I'm not giving any more hints.
Eddie George.
Give us you got to give us
Eddie.
Another hint.
It's not Eddie.
I'm just going to give you the answer.
Everyone's playing at home.
No, they're playing at home.
They're playing at home. They need the answer.
Yeah, they're shouting too. They want another hint, Maddie. Give the people what they want.
This guy, you watch a lot.
Somebody guess Saban.
That is my unrealistic guy. That's it. That's why it's unrealistic.
Okay. Harry from Seabus.
I think he's done. Harry, that's a great
Harry, you're the man.
That's a great guess from Harry.
Harry from Seabus, who coined the term Adam's Kingdom.
That's right.
Says Nick Saban.
He's my man.
If that guy came out of retirement and said, I'm going to coach at Michigan, that shakes the room.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
That's the guy I was thinking about.
Yes, if they hire a 75-year-old coach,
let's not age shame now.
I'm not just saying.
If he liked in the sport, he's... Oh, that's Nick Saban.
Yeah, that gets everybody.
With those seven natties out there.
Some Buckeye fans, you'd be a little worried. A little Nicky coming
you're
back.
Right. I think the age shaming of head coaches is overrated.
I didn't mean it that way. I just meant that his window of time to turn them into relevance would be a little different.
I don't know
different.
If it would take long.
You don't?
Because like you mentioned, the money would be there. The credibility with these high school kids and guys in the portal would be there. I think he would get that thing going.
That's a good answer.
Somebody commented, John Harbaugh.
You know what? His name was somewhat just out there.
Yeah.
That would be the funniest
that'd be
thing.
The most ridiculous thing ever.
I am begging. That would be the best thing in the world. Uh-huh. If John Harbaugh, he's not going
to
get fired.
All right, let's come back to reality for a second.
Yeah.
Kalen DeBoer has... Do you guys agree that Kalen DeBoer has technically said no twice? Or do they even count as not a no?
I don't count them as no's. Not in this world that we live in right now. I don't. Because we can get done with this college football playoff run, whatever that may be for Alabama. It might be over come Friday night. Who knows? Against Oklahoma. But we've just seen these guys kind of go back on their word. And when you can look to the other side and... People can tell you how good the resources will be and the backing you're going to have financially. I wouldn't leave Alabama for Michigan, me personally. I wouldn't do it. I think he's starting to catch some momentum here with some of the things on the field and on the recruiting trail. Like, I would want to see this through for at least the next couple of years. And the situation around Michigan right now, just bad vibes up there at the moment.
Is this a no from Kalen DeBoer? Quote, I am fully committed to this program and look forward to continuing as the head football coach of the University of Alabama. I have not spoken and have no interest in speaking with anyone else about any other job.
For now.
That's a no. I have no interest in speaking with anyone else about any other job.
Does that include his agent?
Good question.
Okay.
Good question. Good question.
That's true.
So are you buying that? You're taking it at face value that he is... When we get done with the season this year,
I'm just saying that counts as a no. It doesn't mean that he can't change his mind, but that counts as a public no.
It does. It does. And it was a calculated move because he threw out the statement on Sunday or Saturday. Sunday. Had some media availability on Monday. So
what if
he knows,
loses to Oklahoma?
If I throw that out there, I don't have to ask questions about it. If he loses to Oklahoma?
Yeah. Maybe Bama fans would be like, yeah, you want to go? Go.
Better be careful if you're a Bama fan, because who you getting? Who you getting? Who's on deck? That's going to be better than
him
right away.
I'm with you on that you'd have to give him some time. Following Saban, going through a roster redo, trying to swim a little bit, has the early loss rescue. By the way, he's getting no credit at all for rescuing a season that was toast.
Yeah.
Like, he did do that.
It's a good point. And he led Washington to a national championship game. Let him cook a little bit. Let him cook.
Heather Dinich had something to say about the Kalen DeBoer stuff. So at the top of the hour, we'll come back with that. And we'll get her feeling on with the people she talks to, whether that is really a no. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Catch the latest from the world of Ohio State athletics. Weeknights at 6 on the Buckeye Show. New special guests in everything Scarlet and Gray, the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Show that roughly 20 veterans die by suicide every day in the United States. Canines for Warriors is the leading nonprofit organization providing highly trained service dogs to veterans with PTSD and other invisible wounds of war. Backed by scientific research, Canines for Warriors has transformed the lives of more than 1,000 veterans, helping them reclaim their independence. To find out more, please visit caninesforwarriors.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
America's hunters and target shooters, along with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, have invested more than $46 billion to help state fish and wildlife agencies manage and protect wildlife and wild lands across America. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Tyler Danberg. Columbus's newest football team has its first leader. The UFL's Columbus Aviators announced former Ohio State receiver Ted Ginn Jr. as their head coach for the inaugural 2026 season. The Cleveland native retired from his 14-year NFL career in 2021. College football, Ohio University terminated the contract of head coach Brian Smith for cause. The school said Smith, who was placed on leave December 1st, violated the terms of his employment by engaging in serious professional misconduct and activities that unfavorably reflect the university. Interim head coach John Hauser will coach the Bobcats in the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl December 23rd with a search for a permanent head coach to follow. NBA the Cavs visit the Bulls tonight at 8. This update sponsored by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. Together to serve you better. Scheduled today at thewaterworks.com. Breaking sports news when it happens to the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Matty promises he'll continue to do the show even if he wins the lottery. If only we believed him. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
Hour number two, Rothman and Ice. All right, we'll keep you caught up on things. Dolphins are benching Tua. Turning to Quinn Ewers, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier. Quinn Ewers.
Yeah, they have, I think, Zach Wilson on their roster, too. But you kind of know what he is at this point in the NFL. So, yeah, hand the keys over to a young fella and see if he can cook for what? They got 3-4 games left on the year. And I don't know if that's enough to really change the minds of the front office to want to not take a quarterback. So, yeah, they have three opportunities to show
against
what he's got.
Bengals?
Yes, Bengals this week at home against Tampa after that, and then on the road to New England for their regular season finale.
So I won't be picking up Darren Waller to play this week?
It looked like a pretty decent matchup. It looked like a pretty decent matchup with Tua in there. It looked okay, but now I think you got to stay away.
Yeah.
I think you got to stay away.
Man. Get to this point in fantasy football, and it just consumes you. All right, so... We're talking about Kalen DeBoer and whether that is a rescue hire if they could do it. So he said no. Michigan obviously still thinks there's a chance. right? Until it's over, it isn't over. Until his season is over and you get this emphatic no. But I think they're inclined on waiting, clearly. And this whole thing, you know, of Ward Manuel hires, you know, I just think they're going to tell Ward Manuel who to hire. Like, this won't be like, hey, Ward, come on in and tell us who you think is going to help save the program.
Who is like, they in that? Is it the president or is it the collectives in your scenario right
well,
there?
Well, there's no really active president that should be able to do
right.
that. So
that is true.
I just feel like the donors, the high-end Michigan alum that know who they are.
I mean, think about what we're saying.
Well, those are the people you're probably going to for the money.
Right.
And so that's they should have a say.
Yeah. It's the realistic world that we're living in, man, is those people that are cutting checks for hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions
More.
Of dollars, right? No doubt. Like, those people have some say and some power to throw around in some of these decisions, which I'm sure college football coaches love right now. So they love it.
What would be weird is that he's probably, here's the great irony, he's probably only available if he loses to Oklahoma. And if he loses to Oklahoma and you hire him, it's almost like, what are you selling your fans?
Really
like, okay, we got Alabama's flunk out. Like, flunky. Like, it just, I don't know. And I'm not saying he's a bad coach. He might be very good.
I think he's a really good coach. Yeah, I think he'll show himself to be a really good coach.
He might be good with Bryce if they can keep him.
Maybe so, yeah, because he's done some really good things or some good things with quarterbacks. You look at Penix and some of the other dudes that he's cooked up with. So, yeah, he's 51. His current contract runs through December 31st of 2031. It's a deal that's paying him $10.2 million in 2025. And so that can increase based off certain things that he can do down in Alabama. And so if you're Michigan and you're looking to sway him and try to pull him out of Tuscaloosa, you're probably having, what, $11, $12 million a year. It's probably what you're looking at.
All right, let's hear from Heather Dinich, TLC, on whether she thinks the Kalen DeBoer thing is somehow still alive.
I will put an end to the speculation when the coaching search ends, Greeny. Look, do you remember Lincoln Riley standing up at the podium and saying, I will not be the head coach at LSU? And then 24 hours later, he was the head coach at USC. I realize it's a different situation, but if Alabama loses to Oklahoma and has an early exit, if I'm Ward Manuel, the athletic director at Michigan, I am going for Kalen DeBoer because he would be the best option. The most realistic option might be Washington head coach Jed Fish, but we've all been in this long enough. It ain't over till it's over, guys.
Paul, is it over?
Well, I wonder what Paul had to say.
Yeah, what did Paul find?
Do you want to know? There you go. Is there more?
It feels like it's over, and people at Alabama, Greeny, are pushing back, saying they are in the midst of working on a contract. Something tells me they may wait till after Friday night to put it in front of DeBoer. But they were arguing very, very vehemently yesterday that it is not going to happen. Now, DeBoer actually made a mess out of it. He issued a statement on Sunday that cleared it up. And we only played a part of what he said. I mean, he went on. It was one of the longest word salads in college coaching history. And it's just so simple to say, are you going to be the coach next year? Yes. But for some reason, he couldn't do it. I think some of it is that he likes it there. His family's comfortable there. But he also knows that out in the hinterlands, the fans are not crazy about him, especially with another loss on Friday night.
What? Mm-hmm. Hinterlands.
What do they want down there? I'm so confused by this because Feinbaum's saying in that clip as well that Alabama, their decision makers may wait to see what Friday's game looks like to hand him an extension.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. You're going to base everything off of one game?
Well,
and your decision whether or not you want to roll with this guy? That's strange to me.
It's money they really don't want to have to spend, right? Because they just got him. He's in his second season. They don't really need, they'd only be giving him a lot more to make sure somebody else doesn't swipe him. Yeah, and cool. But the question is he swipeable? Like, clearly he wants to be. Like, I think, and by the way, I'm not begrudging him a chance to go get more money. And not for Michigan. I'm talking about leverage Bama for more.
For sure. He's in a great spot.
He's got to be a little careful. So when I question whether these guys publicly want to say, no, I'm never leaving, That's a difficult line to walk because they want to be able to make sure that their university values them.
Timing is everything, too, in this, right, AR? Because if they didn't come out flat the way that they did against Georgia the last time we saw him, the vibes would be better for him. The vibes would be a lot better. They put up 7 points in the game and just didn't look prepared and ready to go in that game at all. And so that's, I'm sure, hurting, I guess, some of the, you know, the outlook of what Bama maybe feels he can be. But I just think this is a dicey game that they're playing. Because, again, who's on deck right now that you're going to hire immediately after you make this decision to sell to your fan base that this guy's better than what we just had?
Yeah. Let's look at some of the players, too. Like, it's on them, too. Right. Like, it's not like Kalen DeBoer lost to Florida State. Like, his players did, too. And he wound up beating Georgia on the road. Yeah, he didn't look good in this last one. But if these games were reversed and they lost to Georgia on a neutral field 28-7 in the middle of the year and then beat them on the road later in the year, we would look at it differently.
Hand him a contract extension now.
We're only looking at it because of the recency bias, and this team did not look good on December 6th. The weird part would have been is if Notre Dame was taken over them and he didn't make the playoff. Mm. And now would Michigan want him? Like, I don't know. Maybe they probably still would. The guy that's on their list that would make sense just on paper would be Jesse Minter, but you cannot hire anybody that was associated with that staff, with Connor Stallions and the whole thing. Like, you can't.
I agree.
Like, and I know that Minter is probably a guy that Michigan fan feels like, okay, there's a guy that, you know, would be good to have, but he'd need an OC, and he would need somebody that they trust to develop Bryce Underwood. Like, I think Michigan's motive here would be, how do we get the most out of our, you know, talented quarterback? And DeBoer would probably be that guy. The other name that's out there is Kenny Dillingham, and it's exactly what you think. If you haven't heard of him, there's no reason to feel ashamed of that. He's Arizona State's quarterback. Like, and people think a lot of him, that he leads, he knows how to recruit, he would represent them in a really good way forward.
He's got good energy too.
Yep. And I think he's the favorite.
He is 35 years old, being Kenny Dillingham. And so, you look at a program like Arizona State and you look at some of those years under Herm Edwards and how those weren't very good, and you look at what he's been able to do over the last couple of years. Yeah, you could talk yourself into that. He was up there at Oregon as well, offensive coordinator before taking the head coaching job at Arizona State. So, yeah, he's starting to build himself a nice little resume.
He gave the non-no. He didn't give what DeBoer gave. DeBoer had to give a little strong. DeBoer's at Alabama, just like he had to give something. Yeah. Dillingham was, here's Dillingham's response. So last week, a reporter told Dillingham that there's some panic around the fan base, which is a great way to ask that. Like, do you want to remove that panic? Like, I love the way that question's asked on whether you'll remain in the program. Like, hey, do you want to quiet the fans that love the program?
Almost down a little bit.
And so he was asked to put the rumors to bed, and his response was what I would call far from definitive. He says, quote, I think my job is to try to do whatever I can for the people who are with me, right? The people that are in the foxhole, the coaches that are in the foxhole with me. I got to do whatever I can to fight for these people, for my family, for everything from that perspective. He did say, I love it here. I've said it since day one. That's absolutely never changing. Absolutely never changing. So I'm going to view that as either he wants to leverage a pay raise. And get some more money pumped into their program. But it could also mean that he's interested in Michigan's job and the resources that Michigan would put behind him. Because, as we know, coaches care about two things, money and talent. And he'd get more and more at Michigan, like in both those areas.
Yeah.
So he's currently making 5.8 at Arizona State. Michigan would increase that big time. And then from the NIL perspective, Arizona State, that portal is a one-way. It's going out.
I'm glad you mentioned the portal, AR, because
Sam Levitt's gone.
That's exactly where I was going to go. That's been an interesting breadcrumb for me to follow in this and leaving the door open for Dillingham to go to Michigan, because Sam Levitt has been obviously attached to Dillingham, and they've done some pretty good things together. So why would he want to leave as a sophomore? If he didn't go ahead.
Was he in the playoff?
Last year.
Yeah.
With Cam Scatabo and that crew, right? And so why would he want to leave his head coach right now? Maybe he does have a feel that his guy is leaving for something. Who knows? But I just think that's
an interesting. Or he didn't level up and get the money that he thought he
wanted. Maybe that is true.
The only thing that's weird, Maddie, is that Dillingham is an Arizona State alum.
He's our guy.
Like, that's his school. To leave them hanging.
But it's one of the premier programs around the sport in Michigan, that's for sure.
Ins and outs coming your way next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Tweet from a listener. Are you carrying the Buckeye game today? Considering we've never not carried one? Yes. The answer is yes. The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
We, the Fan, have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Your family might not listen to you, but we will. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's the Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
You're welcome. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
More sunshine building in throughout the day, and it'll be warmer and breezy with highs getting into the low 40s. For tonight, partly cloudy with our overnight lows in the 20s, and then for Thursday, we will see daytime highs getting into the low 50s with breezy winds. Best chances of rain will be later in the day and going into the overnight hours. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Rothman and Ice present In or Out.
Just a little of the old In and Out.
Indeed. All right, Tilsey, what do you got cooking?
All right, I was on a website looking up Christmas gift.
What? Stop it right there. I was on a website.
Ah, shoot, I got a drop of you saying something like that, but I don't have it in the system yet. Maybe I can have it in by the end of this. I was on some website looking up just Christmas gift ideas, and I saw a few interesting ones. First of all, are you in or out on giving / receiving cash or gift cards as a Christmas gift?
I don't think I've received cash or given cash in a long, long time. Because when you give cash, yes, it's universal, and you're not married to a gift card. So when you get that gift card, you're like, oh, all right, I guess I gotta use it there. And so I think in your mind, you're thinking, oh, I'd much rather have cash. But when you give cash, even though the denomination of the gift card and the cash is the same, give someone a $100 gift card or $100 in cash, I feel like the cash comes off as less thoughtful.
It does.
It's easy.
I agree.
It's, wow, I didn't have to even go get the gift card. I didn't even have to present it in a way that is in a little holder or something.
Because to your point, Ayer, about the gift card, you can identify something specific that person likes, right? Like a Callaway gift
golf
card
for
TLC, a Steelers gift card to their team shop or whatever it may be. There's a little bit more effort there, if you will. So
personalized.
I'm on board with both. I'll take everybody's cash. You want to send it to me for Christmas, I'll take it. I'm not mad at
Does
it.
Does the cash, though, how do you look at them from a value standpoint? And what I mean by that is, does the cash almost have to be, in a way, a little higher than the gift card?
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
the less thought, the more money involved.
Yes. You almost have to buy the thoughtfulness. Like, a gift card. Like, if I gave you a $50 gift card.
I'd rather save the money and put more thought into it than.
Yeah. Like, if I gave you a $50 gift card to your favorite lunch place. Hey, go have lunch on me. Here's a gift card to you. I know it's your favorite place. Yeah. I think that would hit you more.
That would be equivalent to a $30 actual gift, is what you're saying.
Or are you saying, AR, if you give a $50 gift card, you have to maybe go to $100 in cash?
You have to go higher in the cash.
Okay.
I don't know why. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I think
cash and gift card are in the same vein.
I don't think so.
Well, cash is technically better. You can spend it
anywhere you want.
But it turns into not really a gift if you don't use the money for something special.
We got three tiers.
I know.
We have an actual gift. We have a gift card to a place. Mm-hmm. Or we have just wherever you want cash. I think cash and gift card are very close together, and I think both of them are far away from buying an actual gift that you came up with yourself.
I agree with that.
A gift is very hard to buy. The actual item, especially if it's like apparel or something that, because even if they like it, what goes through your mind, and anyone listening will understand this, I wonder what else they had. Like, that goes through your mind. Even if you love what you got, you're like, I wonder what my options were. You know? And then
especially if it's clothes. Yeah,
and then you're right. And because you could even like it. And then you know where they got it. And you're like, you know what? Let me see if this was the best thing. And then when you
the receipt the part of the gift?
Well, the gift, you get a gift receipt. They're going to know exactly what you paid for it.
Time like,
they're
going to know. That's the other part of the gift receipt. That's dicey. Like, if you're a procrastinator with gifts, I'm pretty sure there's a timestamp on the gift receipt of when you got it.
See, but that doesn't bother me, does it? If they did it, like, you mean like the night before?
Yeah, there's like a Christmas Eve.
You were the last one on the list. Saying,
like, Christmas Eve, 9 o'clock at night type of thing.
It's like, hey, I got in touch with them 2 weeks ago when they told me that they would just come in. They were out of stock 2 weeks ago, but they got it in stock last night, so I went
Walmart,
last night.
Walmart, 2:32 a.m. on the 25th.
Yeah. Right, what's going on here? What's going on here? Listen, I'm good with cash.
Received cash or given cash?
I've when I got cash, that was more of like when I was a kid, teenager type of thing for Christmas.
Was it a check?
No, it was straight cash.
It was straight cash.
Yeah, straight cash, homie.
Did you guys have a relative like they do in TV shows where there's just a relative that every time they see you, they just hand you money? Like grandparents or uncles or something like that?
That was a grandparents thing for me. Yeah, a little $10, go get you some snacks or something like that growing up.
Yeah,
a little bit of that.
Yeah. I think that's it. As far as food goes, it'd be like, run down the block. Yeah. It was $20, go to Jack in the Box.
Right.
Okay, so do they still have the cash holders, right? Where you can see, like, Ulysses S. Grant, and you know, you can see his, you know, where you shove the cash in the envelope, but the circle's cut out, so you can see Andrew Jackson.
Randy Watson.
Yeah.
Randy Watson's just in the middle there.
No, I don't know, A.R. I don't know if they're still doing that or not. I really don't.
Okay.
I really don't.
Benjamin Frank.
Not too much cash floating around anymore, right? I don't know a lot of people that care. Yeah. It's hard to say, hey, you got change for this now, and somebody's got it.
Well, actually, funny enough, I think I just saw an article on the Associated Press website that they just finished printing pennies for the final time.
Yes, pennies are done. Okay.
And they were selling the final printed pennies for like $800,000 or something.
Really?
Oh, by the way, when I went on the AP website, they have like a tab at the top of the screen with just like five of the biggest news stories going on, just like some quick links. They are Trump administration, MIT professor fatally shot, stock market today, Oscars on YouTube, Quinn Ewers.
Quinn Ewers, he made it. Top five.
Quinn Ewers.
Top five, top
That's
top
all
five.
It says. It doesn't even say Tua benched. It just says Quinn Ewers.
Kind of surprised that he made the.
Like
he made it.
You think your grandmother, who just like goes on to watch the news, has any idea who Quinn Ewers is?
Zero,
not a clue.
You know, it's. What was I going to say? You guys were talking about
cash,
straight cash, homie.
Faces on the cash.
Yeah, no, I lost my train.
That's one of the best media availability things of all time.
The Randy Moss.
It's one of the Out in front of, he's on his driveway.
Got snowy.
Dumbbells or something.
I think it was in Minnesota.
No, that was T.O.
That was T.O. with the dumbbells.
Yeah.
That was T.O.
T.O.'s,
that was great, but the Moss one was good too. Straight cash, homie.
T.O. ordered some pizza for the media.
Good man.
Yeah.
Good man right there.
How about this? One of the suggestions on this website was getting somebody an Ancestry DNA ethnicity test kit so you can like spit in it and then mail it off and find out what you're.
Oh, seriously?
Are you in or out on getting that as a gift?
I've done it for the dogs. With the DNA?
Really?
Oh, yeah, to find out exactly what, you know, what's in the percentage
what country
of the
they're from?
Well, no, the percentage of the technically, yeah, the percentage
America.
Of the breed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you swab the saliva,
okay,
and then
spit in it,
send it off.
Right after you were reaching over all those Blue Jacket fans to get some T-shirts for your dog.
You don't, kids. Okay. This is such a bad story because it's not accurate. It's erroneous on so many occasions.
Oh,
you guys, first of all, the story's so bad because not only is it not true, the true part of it never gets told. Which is the snatching of two of them.
The hands were good. The hands were on
point. With a cell phone in one hand, it was like, speaking of Randy Moss, I didn't moss any kids at the Jackets game.
Here's what we need to do, TLC.
That's never happened.
Okay. Put in a request for Tito to tell his story on their show.
But why would he ever tell the truth in anything?
Just because I want to hear it.
I just want to hear
his version of the story. We need
he's gonna
him to
lie.
Do this.
I just called Tito, and his line was busy. I think he's talking to Mecca Don, so I couldn't get through.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man.
Booking his next eight guests in a row.
Shut up. I forget. What was even the question? I forget. What were we talking about?
Are you in or out spitting on the DNA ethnicity test as a gift?
I'd like to find out a little bit more about myself and the fam. And where
yeah, but if somebody
started.
Else gives that to you, aren't you going to be like, can't I do that myself? Like, why?
It's not something you would have bought for yourself.
It's creative to me. I like that.
Huh.
It's out of the box.
Really?
Yeah. Would you buy that for yourself? You see it right now?
That kind of seems like a throwaway gift. Like, there's no thought in that.
Yeah, really? But isn't it better than just the normal?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I like it.
You really need another hoodie?
I'll tell you what. Like that would be something that would be like, wow, I wasn't expecting this. Right. And so there would be like some excitement in that. Yeah. It's like, hey, you know, because when you get older, like people are always asking you, hey, what do you want for the holidays? And you're telling them, so you know what you're getting all the time. So yeah. that would kind of take you back to being a kid a little bit when you wake up on Christmas Day and you don't know what you're getting.
Something different.
Still not understanding how my saliva is going to figure all that out.
That is, I don't know, science is...
My saliva says I'm...
It's amazing.
14% Neanderthal. Like, how?
Hey, thanks.
What's in your spit that says that?
Neanderthal.
I don't know.
Oh, my
gosh.
Neanderthal.
Jeez. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
It really does.
That's good radio coaching.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Thank you, Steve Martin.
When he said that, my mind went to, was it the Neapolitan ice cream?
Yes. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry
ice cream.
That's what my mind went to.
All right, we got Carp on. He comes from a planet far, far away as well. We'll have him in 2 minutes. Rothman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Toyota.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
2003 Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Dread the cold.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Anthony's hidden talent is weaving a movie quote into every conversation. It's mostly not annoying. You're listening to Rossman and Ice.
All right, it's that time of the week. We get access to the brain of Bobby Carpenter. It's outstanding. Morning juice. And, of course, the Bobby Carpenter Show. My man, it sounds like you're traveling. Tell us what's up.
Yeah, Coach, got some time off here, and my youngest brother lives up in Michigan, up in Grand Rapids, on Sparty than Wolverine. So, getting a chance to come up here and visit him days and see my niece and nephew and his lovely wife, Kristen. So, not too bad of a drive. Got a little workout in at the Woody this morning and then hopped in the shower and headed on out.
Maybe you'll have time to do a swing out over to the Washtenaw County Jail. Maybe do a little jailhouse interview.
Yeah, you know, see what's going on over there in Ann Arbor. I drove by. Seemed like a real happy place. A lot of things going on. You know, maybe some OnlyFans hanging out there. Just a lot of different things that were going on for our guy Sherrod.
Is there a coach that they could hire where you would say, wow, this actually worked out really well for them?
The term really well, I think, might be a bit exaggerated, Rothman, but I think there are a couple guys out there that they could potentially look at. I know people have mentioned Jesse Minter, who was the DC there, who's now in San Diego or in Los Angeles with the Chargers and Harbaugh. Jed Fish is a guy that a lot of people have been tying him to this. His wife, you know, is Midwest, from the Midwest. I don't know that he's all that happy there based upon what I've been told. And I don't know that, you know, while they've been successful, I don't think that this is some marriage that, you know, is going to be very long for this world. So I think that he would end up being their target. You know, they throw out the term Michigan man and wanting a Michigan man. I don't know if you want a guy that has any ties to a lot of the things that have been going on there the last 5 years. This seems like a situation where they might want to cut bait and start anew. And Jed Fish might be the best option to be able to do that.
That makes some sense. Let's stay in the Big Ten and talk about Penn State and their new hire and Matt Campbell's guys done some good things with Iowa State. Now he comes into our neck of the woods here in the Big Ten. You like that hire for Penn State? You think he can maybe get to where James Franklin got it and maybe even beyond?
Yeah, it's going to take a minute because they hired him at the very end. If they just would have started with him, I think that everybody would have been a lot more impressed and he could have got a recruiting class and everything that you know, you want to be able to do as a coach when you start out. And unfortunately, he couldn't do that. And he was someone, honestly, guys, that was tied to Michigan a number of times when Harbaugh's flirtations with the NFL were apparent. People thought that he would be a good replacement. Even when Harbaugh left, they thought, okay, if you go externally, he might be the guy. He's an Ohio guy, which all the best Michigan coaches have all been from the state of Ohio anyway. So you lean into him. He's a program builder. He checks a lot of the boxes. I know he was someone in consideration, you know, after Urban left, like before they decided to stay with Ryan. He was somebody that was in strong consideration here. So checks a lot of the boxes. He's won 11 games at Iowa State, which is like, you know, winning 11 games at Purdue. It's really hard to do. He's been really good out there despite, you know, the lack of resources and opportunity. So I think that that's a home run hire, and I guarantee you Michigan probably wished they would have been able to get him had this all happened a couple weeks prior.
Bob, it sounds like Kalen DeBoer has said no twice. How stunned would you be if Bama loses to Oklahoma and then suddenly those two no's turn into a yes?
You know, part of me thinks that Michigan wouldn't have made this move unless they had somebody up their sleeve ready to go. You know, I'm kind of surprised they're letting Ward Manuel be a part of this. Now, the Michigan, they don't have a president right now. And what's different with their school than Ohio State is their Board of Regents is elected publicly by the citizens of Michigan, which I don't know if that's really what you want, is the people that are making decisions being governed by, you know, your citizens, because there's a lot of emotion and things that come into that. And you may placate to your job and your constituents a little more than maybe just making the best decision. But if Bama gets blown out or they don't look good or whatever, Kalen DeBoer keeps saying, I'm a Michigan guy or I'm a Bama guy, I'm a Bama guy, I'm a Bama guy. But there's enough smoke around it, which leads me to believe, like, I don't know if I'd want to go into a building where there's a statue of my predecessor there. And by the way, he has an office in there as well. And Kalen can say all the right things and say, hey, it's an honor to have him here. That's great. We want him involved, all those things. But I don't know if any dude wants the ex-husband living in the house while you're there. I don't care who that guy is.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you want to have your own thing. Like, so it gets a little weird, and maybe he does stay. And I think that's probably the favorite, but I do think that there probably is a world where if something doesn't work out, Matt, he might try to slide into those DMs like you do.
So you mean, like, you know true love's hard to find, right? Sometimes you think you have it, and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego. Is that what you're talking about?
I think what happened was is that Ward Manuel went to check on Sharon, and a couple people popped out of the closet, and he didn't know exactly what was going on. He thought he was at some sort of magic show, as if it was what's his name, the your guy, not Lightfoot. What's old boy? The brain rapist. You always tell me about it.
Yes. Well, I'm thrilled that you got the movie reference. The fact that I didn't get an old school reference by you warms the heart. So well done. Well done.
I tried to merge two movies together, Rothman. I mean, if you can get a little Jim Carrey and a little Steve Carell mashed in there with a little Luke Wilson and Will Ferrell, I think that that's a win for everyone.
So we get the college football playoff popping off this Friday. You kind of touched on it a little bit. Here's with your thoughts on Alabama and Oklahoma and who you like, because it's a home game for Oklahoma, so that place should be rocking.
It is, and you know, Oklahoma, they have R. Mason Thomas back. I think that that'll help them a lot. Alabama has just not looked good over the last month. Like, they can't really run the ball. And if you can't run the ball, it puts a lot on your quarterback, a lot on your O-line to be able to solve problems for you. I like Oklahoma in this. It's a tough place to play. Bama's been kind of reeling. They haven't had a lot of success. And maybe Ty Simpson pulls the rabbit out. Kalen DeBoer, they have some magic. But I believe this, like, the one team that I think could benefit from getting healthy was Oklahoma. I mean, Johnny Mathier had his thumb operated on. You give him a couple weeks where he doesn't actually have to play a game of football, that might help him significantly. And maybe this Oklahoma offense looks a lot more like it did the first 4 weeks of the season and not the last four.
I know at Ohio State they don't have to, they worry about themselves, but do you have a feeling on who you'd rather see them play?
On a neutral field, it would probably rather be A&M. I think A&M's still kind of a year away. Elko's a heck of a coach. Marcel Reed's really good. He doesn't get sacked much, only 10 sacks on the year. But he has done 10 interceptions on the year, which can come back and bite you. But they're a much more steady team, I feel. You feel you know what you're getting. And they're maybe not quite as talented. Like, he needs one more year to get this thing rolling. Miami is a little bit more feast and famine. They've got some really talented players. I think they probably got one of the top six or seven most talented rosters. Carson Beck, he can be a turnover machine at times. At times he's been pretty good. I would say good to solid quarterback. I don't know if he's been great, which is what they were expecting for when you pay him $4 million. But the X factor is, like, playing in the Cotton Bowl and playing A&M. Like, I watched this movie last year when you played Texas. I mean, it would be like playing Alabama in Cleveland. Like, it's going to be a home game. So, the good news for Ohio State, you got the extra week. A&M doesn't know if they're playing for sure. Hopefully, they've gobbled up a lot of the allotment that is out there. People have got their flights. They're down there. Everything is situated. The best you could probably hope for is 50-50. Like, I would probably rather play A&M if you can have a neutral-ish feel. But if it's going to be overwhelmingly A&M, then probably Miami is the way to go.
All right, in the immortal words of Zoolander, I want you to go make a name for yourself as an investigatory journalist in Michigan and let us know what you find out.
Listen, Coach, I'm going to track down those coaches just like you tracked down Tyrone Willingham when he interviewed for the Ohio State job.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Coach Watch 2001, that was, I loved it. Just think of the scene in Scarface where Tony and the boys are sitting in that wood paneled station wagon waiting. That was me outside of Andy Geiger's house in Upper Arlington.
Absolutely.
Fast food all over the dashboard. Yes, exactly. Yeah. You got to keep busy on those stakeouts. All right. Be safe, my man. Best of the family. Enjoy your time.
Exactly, guys. You have a good one.
Our guy, Bobby Carpenter, who was on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Before we get to the bulletin here, I do want to mention that the Ohio Bobcats have fired their head coach, Brian Smith, for cause. Another one for cause, and not cause they didn't like him.
That was one season, I think. I think Tim Albin was the coach the year before, went to Charlotte.
Yes.
So a very short stay.
So he took over the team. He was the interim head coach last year, right when Albin left, and he got him to a bowl game. And then he was named the head coach, and he went 8-4 this year.
I have no idea.
They're in a bowl game right here next week.
Mm-hmm.
This says that after an administrative review, Brian Smith, the now former head football coach at Ohio University, it was revealed, quote, serious professional misconduct and participating in activities that reflect unfavorably on the university. No more specifics.
That's obviously a tough look.
And the new search will begin immediately.
You mentioned their bowl game earlier.
Yeah.
They will play next Tuesday against UNLV. What bowl is this? For those that are interested, that is the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl. Use a Frisco melt right now.
Yeah, old Hardee's Frisco melt. Yeah,
let's get into that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right, well, there you go. I'm sure more will come out about that.
Sharon Moore?
But this is not going to knock Sharon Moore off the headlines. But this is another one for cause.
Yeah.
All right, we come back with a Buckeye Bulletin. And apparently they've interviewed a new wide receivers coach. I'm talking about The Ohio State University. We'll get you those details next. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
Big voice guy here to remind you that you're listening to The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Okay, thanks. I have three more seconds. Bye-bye.
Payne has a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screen. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Hey guys, 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm the innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, on every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Give the gift every...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Teacher or coach, do you ever feel overwhelmed supporting kids' mental health?
Teachers need tons of help.
I had never experienced players being so down that they can't even participate.
It's so important that we are constantly educating ourselves.
It's the same as the CPR class to me. We're trying to save a life here.
The Kids Mental Health Foundation has free tools and information developed by experts. Scan the QR code or check out kidsmentalhealthfoundation.org to get started.
Hi, radio listener. Are you having a stressful day? Do you want to unwind before you go home to your annoying family? Good news. You can spend time with our annoying family, Common Man and Timmy.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Rothman and Ice present Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another furnace breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day furnace installation.
All right, Buckeye Bulletin time. All right, so Ohio State looking to replace Brian Hartline. And, well, they need a receivers coach because he was doing both. And Cortez Hankton has interviewed for a position on Ohio State staff. Who is Cortez Hankton?
Oh, go ahead.
Are we gonna lay it out? You can answer the question.
Okay, my bad.
Were you asking yourself?
Or I'm just kind of laying it out. I'm trying to like fill in the gaps of what people like. I try to respond in my own head. Like, if I said the name Cortez Hankton, somebody listening, one person listening, probably said, who?
Yeah, probably so.
And so I was filling in that gap.
He has been the LSU wide receiver coach for the last few years. And so that obviously is a good sign that these two parties, Coach Day, Coach Hankton, have had some interactions and there's been an interview there because he's been attached to Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas, and he's a guy that played in the NFL, looks like, for 6 years as well. And so these are the two programs that kind of duke it out for claim of wide receiver you. So if you could get a guy that's been down there, that's done some pretty good things with that in development, and bring him up here to replace Hartline, I have to imagine Buckeye fans probably feel pretty good about this news.
The Vikings cut him in 2007.
Oh, AR, you guys let him go? Okay.
Doesn't ring a bell.
just off season.
It really doesn't. I don't.
He was just an off season guy.
Okay.
That could be your first question when we interview him.
Yeah.
Hey, so why couldn't you make the cut in Minnesota for my boys? Got to use you in 07.
I couldn't make the cut.
What I would respectfully say is that I guess you're purple and gold fit in down at LSU. Like, you didn't have to refresh the entire wardrobe.
Didn't have to switch up the wardrobe.
Yeah.
Where else was he in the NFL? You got his. What else did he do?
We got the Jaguars for a few years. So he was undrafted out of Texas Southern.
Okay.
So I believe we're talking either FCS or D2 at that point. I believe FCS, if I'm not mistaken. And then we have a year with the Buccaneers in 08. And we got the New York Sentinels?
Sentinels, yeah.
The United Football League, the UFL. Florida Tuskers, Virginia Destroyers, a bunch of other teams that no one has ever heard of before, but that's okay.
Here's the big stuff.
He's got a few years in the league.
That he developed Nabers and Brian Thomas. Like, that's real to me. As I'm looking at his bio in the years that he was there, I mean, both those guys were first rounders, right? And LSU having two wide receivers picked in the first round of an NFL draft, that's pretty strong. So, his bio is looking pretty good to Buckeye fan, I think.
Yeah, I think you got to like hearing this. So, I don't think we have, you know, ink to paper just yet on this. But like you mentioned off the top, an interview, it seems like that's already happened. Some of the other titles and places he's been as far as coaching at the collegiate level, a couple years at Vandy as the wide receivers coach, then went over to Georgia.
Oh, so he coached George Pickens, so you don't want
him. So he was the wide receivers coach in 2018, and then looks like he got a little upgrade to be the pass game coordinator and wide receivers coach for a couple more years at Georgia. And then he had that same title as pass game coordinator and wide receivers coach from 22 to 23. That changed to co-offensive coordinator and wide receiver coach from 24 to 25. So some play calling stuff there, you know, AR going on, some organization, I guess, organizational skills when it comes to the pass game as well. And so we know Hartline had a lot to do with this offense and the development there. And it seems like if you're Coach Day, you're looking at his resume as well and thinking maybe he could check some of those boxes up here too if they can work out a deal.
So he was probably part of that national championship staff that beat
TCU?
No, they have beaten Michigan.
Oh, Michigan the year before.
Michigan, yeah. And then Bama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Lost to Bama, then got them in the championship.
Yeah, that's how it went.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That was when I think Mechie and J-Mo both blew out their knees.
Yep.
So Bryce Young was throwing to a bunch of nobodies in the championship game.
It's been rough for Mechie since, right? Because didn't he have like a little cancer?
Wait, cancer in the NFL? Who would you say he lost? Mechie and who?
J-Mo.
Jamison Williams.
J-Mo on that team?
But J-Mo hurt himself in the game, right?
Yeah, you know what? One of them was in the playoffs. One of them was in the SEC championship.
I think J-Mo actually played pretty well in the game and got hurt.
Am I correct that he was covering a punt as a gunner?
Oh, you know I hate that.
I can't swear to this. I am almost positive that Jameson Williams tore his ACL in the SEC championship game as a gunner on punt team. Mm.
Do either one of you have his numbers that year at Alabama in front of you, J-Mo? What he did that year?
We can find that.
Refresh my memory, because it was electric.
You guys thought about Georgia. You guys remember the trips they had. They had A.D. Mitchell. Mm-hmm. They had Brock Bowers.
Mm-hmm.
And who else am I thinking of? Oh, Pickens, the guy he mentioned. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ladd McConkey.
Think about that.
Some dudes. Ladd McConkey over there.
Ladd was on that team.
Yeah.
Darnell Washington.
Who did admit that he was 300 pounds.
He did. Yeah. He looks like it.
Guess who else they had?
Who's
James
that?
Cook.
Problem.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. With Zamir White.
Yeah. With Zamir White. Yeah. That's right.
See, the Georgia teams here recently haven't had that same bite to them. With just dudes all over the place.
Do you know who started the season that year as quarterback before Stetson Bennett took over?
Stetson Bennett.
He got Wally pipped.
Yeah, who was this?
It was... Would we know it?
Yes.
Yeah, we know this.
He was a five-star.
Yeah.
This was his second of four schools.
Oh, man. This was...
He was a five-star who was a top four...
Give us some more hints.
His first name is two letters. Think of the pizza place that just dropped off the pizza for us today.
JT Daniels.
Bam!
JT Daniels. Yeah. He did get Wally.
He started at USC.
Yeah. He was a California kid, I think.
Yes, and he actually reclassified, so he was actually starting as a freshman at USC when he should have been a senior in high school, transfers to Georgia, gets Wally pipped by Stetson Bennett, then goes to West Virginia, then goes to Rice and retires from concussions.
Crazy. You got J-Mo's Bamba?
Yeah, so this is 15 games, so I guess maybe J-Mo did blow out his knee in the championship game.
I remember him playing.
It says 15 games, but in 15 games, 1,500 yards, 15 touchdowns. So 100 and a touchdown. And you know what?
Yeah, unbelievable.
He really wasn't punished in the draft because he went 12th. Mm-hmm. So Drake London went 8th. Garrett Wilson went 10th, Chris Olave went 11th, and then J-Mo went 12th. So he didn't really fall that far.
Yeah. Crazy, man.
Tell us what he did in the first Bama. So Georgia played Bama twice that year.
Yeah.
Beat him in the SEC title game, lost in the national championship. What were his numbers in the game they won?
In the SEC championship game, Jameson Williams had 7 catches for 184 and 2 scores. Kind of good.
7 for 184.
So many big plays he was making that year, man. I know. Electric.
So maybe he blew out his knee in
a quarter of the football field on every catch.
Game.
Race.
Like the national
I think he did.
By the way, Legend Bay is officially going to Ohio State.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he got out of his commitment.
We kind
of
knew that was happening. But
I mean, the way it seemed like his family and his mom kind of had the handcuffs on that situation, I didn't know if he was getting out of that.
A lot of public pressure, though, once he said what he said.
That's a good point. That is a good point. But, yeah, glad you brought that up, TLC. So good news for Ryan Day, getting a guy that is really, really talented, it seems like.
All right, we're going to come back top of the hour. We'll get to our deep dive. We'll have Hockey and Hounds in the third hour. And Connor Stallions back in the news. What did he have to say? You'll hear it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
No hot takes, no dancing, plenty of stupid. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Men, it's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Child is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
You know a thing or two about the moments in life that matter. You've seized those moments to embrace joy, accomplish great things, and build meaningful relationships. Is it time now to sit back and reflect on a life well lived? Maybe. Or maybe there's more to be done. Maybe this is the most important moment you've encountered yet. By volunteering with AmeriCorps Seniors, you can seize the moment, lend a hand, and get back more than you give. We connect you to local volunteer organizations with opportunities that fit your schedule and match your interests. Through AmeriCorps Seniors, you can support people in times of need and make your community stronger. You can become a companion to your older neighbors, brightening their days with friendship. You can even become a mentor for young people, serving as a role model and enriching their lives. Are you ready to seize your moment? Visit AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment and get started today.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. The UFL's Columbus Aviators announced former Ohio State receiver Ted Ginn Jr. as their first head coach for the inaugural 2026 season. Aviators kick off next spring from historic Crew Stadium. College football, Ohio head coach Brian Smith was relieved of his duties. The school said Smith violated the terms of his employment by engaging in serious professional misconduct and activities that unfavorably reflect the university. Bobcats will search for a permanent head coach after the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl December 23rd. NFL, former Buckeye tight end Jeremy Ruckert signed a two-year, $10 million extension with the Jets. His former Ohio State teammate in 2021, Quinn Ewers, will replace Tua Tagovailoa as the Dolphins' starting quarterback per ESPN's Adam Schefter. Miami drafted Ewers in the seventh round out of Texas. NBA tonight, Cavs is the Bulls at 8, but will be without Evan Mobley, Sam Merrill, Max Scherzer, and Larry Nance Jr. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Most shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and Ice feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for A Deeper Dive.
Sponsored by Low T Center. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
All right, hour number three, which will include Zach Werenski, Hockey and Hounds, bottom of the hour at 2:30. We saw this the other day with our boy Dokic, who we'll have on for college basketball season once the new year flips. And when I saw Connor Stallions pop up, I was like,
this guy.
Why? Like, I don't even know. Honestly, and I haven't listened to all of this, but it's captivating because, you know, Double D won't hold back and he'll ask him some stuff. And I haven't listened to all of it. But the one thing, like if I asked you or TLC, all right, what's the one thing you'd want to know? Within being realistic, because if you ask him point blank, so, you know, not everybody steals signs. You knew what you were doing was over the line and breaking the rules, correct? Like, that's the question you have to ask. Number two, the other one is, can you confirm to us now that you were the one that found a way to know somebody to get a pass at Central Michigan and put on the fake mustache and the whole deal and the meta sunglass, whatever the glasses were.
Which, by the way, those look really cool. You've been seeing the commercials for those with like Doja Cat and like Tiana Taylor.
Christmas, yeah.
Like those look really cool.
Train, yeah.
Like, I don't know how much, they take pictures for you? What else do they do,
you can TLC, ask, other than that? You can ask. So when we were at the Super Bowl in L.A.
Okay.
They popped up. We're in L.A. So we popped up, and I was walking by because...
Over here turning on a fan. I missed a drop opportunity.
They were telling me, as I was, you know, strolling by the little setup for Santa Clara, which is this year,
right.
And they were pitching it. She was like, hey, come over and try on these glasses. I'm like, all right. So I went over there.
Yeah.
And then she's like, all right, ask it a question.
Okay.
And I just said, what are the top five golf courses in Santa Clara?
And they had and the
it just
information.
It started reeling them off.
Interesting.
To me. Yeah.
Okay.
I assume that's what.
Those aren't allowed in school, right? Like, you know, you can't wear those to class A. Or if you're interested in the Ray-Ban Metas, it looks like those are starting at about $379 and going about $800. Okay. I guess there's some different versions of that. You know.
Yeah. Those, I'll look it up on my own
for that special someone.
So Dokic has Connor Stallions on. That Connor Stallions. And the one that everybody knows, the sign stealer himself. And he opened up to Dokic about the scandal, and he kind of provided some insights into why he agreed to do the 2024 Netflix doc. And so you have some sound with him here, right?
Yeah.
How would you set this up? I have not heard this.
Basically saying that Ryan Day has made some changes to his offensive scheme based on that.
I think they have kind of stopped this year because they've huddled. It's kind of the same approach Michigan took. They were doing it on offense. Now, I mean, I'm sure they were doing it on both sides of the ball. I didn't really care about their defense and our offense.
Yeah.
But once they started huddling, it kind of, you know, there's no use for it. But there are definitely teams in college football. If you see a team go up tempo, there's a 99% chance they are stealing signals because, well, I mean, why wouldn't you? If you're going up tempo, forcing the defense to signal, you know, hey, but Ohio State, you know, in credit to them, thank you, Indiana, for doing what, you know, what Michigan didn't do this year. But credit to Ohio State, you know, probably the smartest thing Ryan Day did this year was really slow it down. And, you know, you see all the numbers that they, you know, saved an entire game, a game's worth of reps for their starters. But with that, not going up tempo, you can't really steal signals.
Okay, that's his own theory on it. That's fine.
Thanks, Connor.
That's if his theory on it is only teams going up tempo because they know it, that's not correct. Sometimes you're just putting...
Well, they can be stealing signals, but that's also very different than having a spy cam on a sideline filming signals and then giving yourself all the time in the world to decipher them leading up to a game. That's a lot different than just, hey, they're over there and I looked over there and I think I got a read on them. That's totally different.
Correct. Yeah, and he had, because the guy doing the most research would inherently have a quicker reaction time, a quicker take. He studied it. He studied it so much that he had the super decoder sheet. Like, he had it. Like, once he saw, and he was football savvy enough to be able to decode it live and in real time when the coaches are actually coaching the game. But, you know, I think he said to Dockage that his motivation, you know, to do the Netflix doc was to try to get unblacklisted. But who in the world, what program would go near this guy?
Like, didn't he get booted from like a high school program or something?
Well, he was coaching in high school. I don't know if he got
let go, right? Yeah. Or I don't know if he walked away or whatever the situation
was. I believe
the
story went, he was coaching at one high school and then I think got booted and then in the playoffs went to a different high school because there was another team that was still playing. That team was Belleville High School, whose quarterback was then LSU commit Bryce Underwood.
Yep, there it is. Pieced it all together. That's good. That's good stuff right there from TLC. Because the whole situation, just going back to his time at Michigan, what always blew my mind is what you were kind of touching on, AR, is how thorough, I guess, he was with that grimy process of stealing signs, but also the trust that Harbaugh had in that man to be on the sideline where he was right next to coordinators and himself throughout games. Like, that's how much they knew this was going to work, and it did work. And then our guy Adam King threw out a tweet, I remember, with the video of their sideline and those guys waiting for the signal to come in and then immediately looking at their sideline, getting it, and executing the play. Like, it was a process of something I've never seen before football to that level, and it's no doubt that they were cutting corners in the wrong way because it's not authentic like you see sometimes in baseball. You pick up signs in baseball. Hey, you go back to your guy saying he leans his glove this way. We got something there. It's a curveball, yada, yada, yada. You can live with that. There's levels to this, as we all know. Like when the Astros did what they did, it's completely out of bounds. And what Michigan did was completely out of bounds. But Harbaugh, they sold their soul because they were desperate to get things back in order. And it worked for them in time. But nobody's going to look back at that and respect what they did because of how they did it.
I remember saying on the air one time that the answer that Harbaugh gave, I actually liked at the time. Now looking back on it, you realize that this never came from a place of integrity. When he said, when he kept asking, how are you going to beat Ohio State? Are you ever going to beat Ohio State? He said, we're going to beat them or die trying. And I remember when he said that, it was like, you know what? It's the best answer you can give because anything else will sound like an excuse or overconfidence and you have no answers and you just have to keep saying, we're not quitting. Like, we haven't, but we're not going to just say this is a foregone conclusion. And I actually liked the answer at the time. And now you realize that the changes they had to make, signaling, you know, using the communication stuff and all that, because like you said, the coach signals the quarterback signals to everybody else. And so they, if Ohio State changed a lot of their signals from coach to the quarterback, then you're in good shape there.
Do you buy what he's saying, though, that the reason why we didn't see much of an up-tempo offense this year is because of him, essentially? Like, that's essentially what he was saying.
No, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, me either.
No.
Like, I don't think Ryan Day was thinking this. Also, oh, we can't go up-tempo this year because I'm worried about what Connor Stallions did a couple years ago.
I mean, isn't he communicating in the quarterback's helmet anyway?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and I think he has up until, what, 15 seconds until that turns off or something like that. So, no, I'm not buying that either, what he said there.
No, it's and I used to believe that. I never really even liked the communications part. Like, I actually thought the old school signaling was a cool thing. And now I realize that.
Yeah, that's right. Give the quarterback, make the quarterback run back to the sideline in between plays, get the coach from the coach, get the play from the coach right in his ear, and then jog back to the huddle. Old school.
Because we don't get any more of those signs where it's like one sign's like a dog and a Taco Bell taco, and then one sign's like, I don't know, Bill Simmons. I don't know. He's had random cars. We don't,
one sign is Rothman.
Those. Yeah, you just don't see those anymore, right? Like, I don't think I've seen that at all over the last couple.
And then the guys that you have to hire to block those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Like with a tent. Yeah.
Like a different color polo
guys. Freshman linemen.
Yeah, you get like the different color polo guys. Yeah. And you get like the strength coach and like the smallest polo he can find. Like those dudes on the sideline too. Yeah. I love that. It's great.
It's not that I'm not interested in hearing from Connor Stallions. I just now convinced myself that none of what we're going to hear is anything of the truth. Like, he's not trying to unburden himself. He's trying to justify it still or tell everybody else they got it wrong.
No, if you told me right now, AR, that I never had to hear from him ever again, I'd be good. He offers nothing of value to my life anymore.
I think he just doesn't care. I don't think he's trying to hide anything. I think he's just like, yeah, well, everyone else is doing it too. It's almost like he doesn't realize that the institution of technology, like once you bring that in and you start taping it, like he doesn't realize that's a different category than just watching somebody else's sideline during a game.
Yeah, he wasn't, in his mind, he thought he was outworking everybody else to get a competitive edge.
Probably.
Like, yes, that's how he justified it. But he knew he was doing something illegal in the sport.
Yeah.
But
because by NCAA
a lot
rule.
Of coaches cut corners. It just depends on how much you're willing to move the line and how much you can justify it.
There's no doubt about that.
And then once they got a taste of beating Ohio State, it was on.
Yeah.
Like, there was no going back. Like, we're not one and done. All right, it worked. Let's go back to being, you know, truthful now. We got one.
Yeah, they had to stop that run. Crazy. But yeah.
All right.
Could send him into the wind. Goodbye.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back with some pre-snap reads. We'll get you up to date on the situation with the Miami Dolphins and our Bet 365 of the night. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Tweet from a listener. Are you carrying the Buckeye game today? Considering we've never not carried one. Yes. The answer is yes. The Fan.
Get ready to play. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Accident people warned me to slow down. I said, I don't know how. Thanks to my VA care team, I haven't.
At VA, we're using technology to help veterans recover faster and live their lives to the fullest. Learn more at vacareers.va.gov/PSA.
What's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
No school means no lunch for millions of kids in the summer. Let's come together, food banks, families, and generous individuals like you to make sure no child goes without food in the summer. Together, we can make a difference. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/summer.
Come on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Morning Juice is now live on YouTube. Join Bobby Carpenter and Jeff Thedoff weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
Just search 971 The Fan to catch the live experience or watch on demand.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
More sunshine building in throughout the day, and it'll be warmer and breezy with highs getting into the low 40s. For tonight, partly cloudy with our overnight lows in the 20s, and then for Thursday, we will see daytime highs getting into the low 50s with breezy winds. Best chances of rain will be later in the day and going into the overnight hours. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Rothman and Ice present Pre-Snap Reads.
Sponsored by Newman Roofing. Call Newman Roofing today at 614-NEW-ROOF. That's 614-NEW-ROOF. Or visit online at newmanroofing.com.
All right, Ice, a little Bet365
time. Let's lock in, because you know we love Bet365 around these parts, and the reason why is because they're looking out for you. They're looking out for you if you're a new customer. They're looking out for you if you're a regular customer. But new customers right now, you go over to Bet365. All you have to do, folks, is bet $5. After that, you're getting $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So take that $150 and turn it into something bigger and better when you bet on spreads, totals, player props, or money lines. What you looking at today, big dog?
There's a bowl game tonight.
Oh.
And I think it's nice to see a game that's sponsored by something that really matters. So the Cure Bowl here, the Staff DNA Cure Bowl, has raised $6 million for cancer research.
Love that.
It's been around for about 10 years. So
okay.
I'm going to support that with a nice bet. Old Dominion is playing USF, and I believe both quarterbacks are gone. Like, the starting quarterbacks are opting out. I think it's the opt-out bowl for the quarterbacks.
Already portaling?
I don't know where they're going, but they're not playing, and I think two guys are...
Really?
Yeah.
So no Brown tonight? Byron Brown, he's got some games this year. I like watching him play.
All right, double check it.
No, I don't know. I'll check this out, but that would be kind of disappointing because he's been kind of a dude this year, AR, for them. Let me see what's up with Byron Brown.
I thought he was an opt-outer.
He gone? Let me see what we got here.
He playing in this joint.
What do you got with this guy?
I am not seeing much of anything as far as news.
Ops out of the Cure Bowl.
Okay.
Got it right here.
There it is.
Yeah, I knew. I'm on the case.
I like
USF
it.
Quarterback Byron Brown ops out of Cure Bowl, but will coach on the sidelines.
Hey, everyone.
He's a record-setting quarterback.
Hey, what are those old commercials? 99%
hey
of athletes will go pro in something other than sports?
Guys, I'm with you halfway. I'm going to coach you.
28 touchdowns, 7 interceptions for them this year. So, yeah, he was
maybe balling. Maybe Coach Hartline doesn't want him to
throw on a headset.
Hey.
Yeah, let's get involved here.
Where is this game at, AR? Where's the location?
This was at the Camping World Stadium. Is this in Orlando?
Orlando.
That's where you're going to go.
All right, so with two brand new quarterbacks,
okay,
I'm taking the under. The over-under is 53. Old Dominion and USF tonight. Give me the under.
What is Old Dominion there? The what?
Monarchs.
Old Dominion Monarchs. Okay. That's
taking right. the under.
All right. I'm going over to the NBA tonight. Cavs are in a tough spot, man. Cavs are in a tough spot. Seventh seed right now in the East. Evan Mobley's going to be out of sight, out of mind for a couple weeks, maybe up to a month with a calf injury, I believe, off the top of my head. But
yeah, look who they're playing, though.
Yeah, that's why I'm locking in on Donovan Mitchell. They're playing the Bulls tonight. Bulls really been struggling this year. They're 10-15. Give me Spider Mitchell for 35 points. 35 points. Juice on that is plus 165. So he just has to get up shot after shot because there's not a lot of shots to go up with guys that you really trust, with Darius Garland being banged up and obviously Evan being injured. So, yeah, I'll go Donovan Mitchell, 35 points tonight. Juice on that is plus 165. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
And may the odds be ever in your favor.
Ice, what state does Old Dominion play in?
Okay. Old Dominion. They are. Do you know AR? You know this AR?
No. What I was laughing at it is it's not something you could guess.
Oh.
Like, no, but, what I mean is...
Well, he has to guess because he doesn't know.
I guess what I mean is you'd either know it or you wouldn't, right? Like, I don't think... Like, there's nothing about the name.
I want to see how he decides to logic his way through this.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like, there's no logic tree to be found.
There's nothing in my mind that would help him.
I'm going off kind of vibes of what the university name gives me.
Okay.
And it's giving me Virginia vibes. Are they in Virginia?
They are.
Okay.
Yeah.
I swear I didn't know.
It must have been lodged back there somewhere.
I swear I didn't know.
I will say the name Old Dominion, that does sound like 13 original colonies type. Yeah. So it sounds East Coast.
Giving me that kind
of... some very small homes.
I can't believe you just nailed that.
Yeah, it had to be just somewhere back there.
I didn't know what the mascot was, but maybe you're right. I swear I didn't look up anything.
No,
just in Virginia. I don't know.
Legit, Connor Stallions. I'm just saying that it just wasn't one of those that.
Oh man!
But that's a great pull.
He had a 1 in 50 shot.
Hey man!
And the 2% landed in the 98
yeah.
missed.
Yeah. Pat myself on the back for that one.
How did I lose that trivia contest?
Good job, man. That's pretty awesome. I usually suck at that stuff. Yeah. So.
Where's Batty, where's William and Mary?
Okay.
Why don't we just keep playing the game?
William and Mary.
I assume that's also Virginia?
Yeah, isn't that Virginia too?
It is.
Okay.
Matty, where's Norfolk State?
Yeah, okay.
We should do this like a little summer show or whatever. Just like, where is this university? Like, there's some crazy ones out there.
All right, so the Tua Tagovailoa contract.
St. Mary's Gales.
Yeah.
St. Mary's is
California. We know where that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's a Gonzaga.
Watch some of those late night WCC games out there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Have to get more creative than that.
Okay. This contract for Tua, I mean, it's you can't move on from a $200 million quarterback. Not him. Not a guy with injury history that doesn't wow anybody.
You can't move on, or you can't accept him as another team. Because they're moving on.
Both.
Yeah.
meaning, yes, you're right. You don't have to play him. Or you could release him and eat all that money. But if you really thought you could move. Because he's under contract through 2029.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. So the issue is that next year, you got to carry him on the roster for $54 million. It's guaranteed. So if he's on the roster in March or March 13th or whatever it is. So that guarantees. So unless you find a team that you can move on from him before next season. Now, if you cut him, we talked to Schefter earlier, if you cut him before June 1st, that's a nightmare. I don't care how much you're cooking the books. That is a nightmare. You're not doing that. You can be on the hook for $100 million in dead cap space. So,
I think that's what they're going to do.
I think you would do it after June 1st. I think then the cap at least comes down decent amount.
80-ish or whatever.
60 some odd, and then 30 the next year.
Yeah, I think it's a wrap.
You would release him.
Yeah, because I don't know if we can get anything for him. I don't know if there's a team right now that we could look at that's going to be desperate enough to want to take him on.
Well, Schefter told us this is the one that came to his mind, that you replicate the old Houston-Cleveland, the Brock Osweiler trade. That the Texans sent Brock in a draft pick to the Browns so they would take the contract.
I guess
have to send Tua with a package.
I guess I'm just trying to figure out who is that team right now.
I saw a tweet in the last commercial break that says, who says no to this trade? Cardinals, Dolphins, flip quarterbacks.
Oh, God, that's a nasty word.
Well, I think Kyler's got a better future than Tua, right?
It'd make me feel a little better.
Feel like you got a puncher's chance with Kyler. You know who would be desperate enough? Matty asked the right question, and I don't know where this is headed. The desperate team might be the Indianapolis Colts. Like, I don't know where. Like, if they feel like somewhat, right? If you gave them some draft picks and said, hey, we'll give you Tua.
Just keep spinning that wheel of guys. Like, yeah, because they have the structure of a good team outside of the quarterback position
right
now.
I'm just looking at desperate teams. No, Vegas.
That's a pretty good call, Leo.
My Vikes, if they want, my Vikes won't admit defeat yet on McCarthy, nor probably should they.
You did not just say the team that I thought you said.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
No. Spoken like a true Ravens fan.
No, I'm saying, hey, Aaron Rodgers retires. What are your options? Yeah, you guys aren't going to be picking high enough to get a good one.
Right, because we know one thing is true. Tua is definitely a cold weather quarterback. So you guys would definitely want him. His record is unblemished in cold weather games.
Let me ask you this, TLC.
Yep.
I think I know your answer. You'd want another year of Rodgers over him, right?
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You might even take Phillip Rivers.
I would for fun. Well, I mean, it'd be fun for a short amount of time.
AR, I think you identified probably the only team that would be interested in that.
You don't think the Raiders?
Yeah,
these teams just want different versions of the quarterback for the Jazz.
Well, they traded for Geno. Yeah, you'd probably rather
that. That would be the one downgrade. Geno's number two in interceptions. Yeah. Tua's number one.
I'd have to look and see if they signed him to an extension,
too. Real quick, before we get to Z, the Jets, will they be? They may sniff around that a little bit.
No.
Maybe.
We're drafting.
Yeah, they're drafting. That's what I'm saying. So Tua, I don't know, man. I think he's going to be on the sideline for somebody else as a backup next year.
Who's quarterback in the Atlanta Falcons next year?
Penix. Look back to Penix. He'll give him another crack.
Oral Roberts.
All right.
Virginia.
Oklahoma.
Okay.
There are your... Matty, should have quit while you were ahead. Those are your pre-snap reads for today. We'll come back in 2 minutes with the milestone man, Zach Werenski, and the Jackets off a nice win last night. Hockey and Hounds up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Rothman and I.
If you're a coach, do you ever feel overwhelmed supporting kids' mental health?
Teachers need tons of help.
I had never experienced players being so down that they can't even participate.
It's so important that we are constantly educating ourselves.
It's the same as the CPR class to me. We're trying to save a life here.
The Kids Mental Health Foundation has free tools and information developed by experts. Scan the QR code or check out kidsmentalhealthfoundation.org to get started.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You'd think that dog conversation wouldn't necessarily blend with hockey talk. And you'd be wrong.
You idiots!
Like a fine wine and dark chocolate. It's going down smooth. Rothman and Ice present Hockey and Hounds.
Sponsored by Telhio Credit Union. Count on Telhio, Columbus's hometown credit union for all your personal and business banking needs. Learn more at telhio.org.
Now joining the boys, the lead dog on the blue line, Zach Werenski.
All right, the good news, the losing streak is done. Jackets take down the Ducks in OT. And our man Z has an all-star type game in his 600th. 2 goals, an assist, 29 and a half minutes ice time. He's the first star of the game. And he's with us now, courtesy of Telhio Credit Union for Hockey and Hounds. Z, congrats on that game last night, my man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
When you wake up in the morning, you know it's your 600th career NHL game. Did that hit you in any way?
I mean, to be honest, I feel like in years past, I've probably appreciated the milestones a little bit more. This season, with just how many games we're playing so often, they kind of sneak up on you quick, and I really didn't have time to process it. Kind of forgot about it until around 5:30 when Booner was saying congrats on 600. So, we're playing a lot of hockey right now, and all those milestones don't really mean much. But yeah, it's definitely cool to play 600 games.
So there's no little extra motivation in that I want to make sure my 600th game is different or better? I mean, I'm sure you approach every game the same, so I probably answered the question for you, but is there something in the back of your mind that says, hey, now that I know it's a milestone game, do you remember your other milestone games and how you performed on those or no?
I don't know. I know last year I played my 500th in Anaheim, which I felt like was a big milestone. I don't remember how I played in it. But yeah, they're all different. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to play, you know, 600 games, and along the way you reach milestones, whether it's points or games played, whatever it is. You just try and enjoy them along the way, and obviously last night was more enjoyable after getting a win.
All right, so I'll brief you on your own. Zach Greinke, this is your life. You had a power play assist, 8 shots on goal, and 3 block shots in your 500th career game. However, you guys lost to the Ducks 4-2.
All right, it's thanks for giving me that update. Yeah, I guess. I mean, 8 shots and an assist isn't bad, but obviously the outcome is not what you want. So I'll take my 600th over my 500th.
No doubt.
You know, Z, you touched on the amount of games you guys play and how quickly the games come back around for you guys. You know, I was watching you guys in some of that NBA Cup game last night, and part of the broadcast was talking about the product was really good in Vegas for that tournament because those guys had a few days off in between games. Is that something that you guys talk about as players around the league or within your own locker room that, hey, if we had maybe less games or more time between games, we would obviously feel better, but maybe the product would be even better too?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I definitely think when you get a few days between games, you definitely feel better that next one. Obviously, with the circumstances of the Olympics this year and us wanting to play in them, it is what it is, and every team's going through this crazy schedule. But it is harder than I thought it would be in terms of just, you know, you're playing every other day, it feels like. And when you do get 2 days off, you usually feel pretty good that next game. It's just not many times where you get that luxury in the schedule. So it's definitely been a different year, but I think it's all worth it for the Olympics and growing the game. And like I said, every team's going through it, so it's not just us.
So they popped up a graphic, Z, last night during the game on television, and it was scoring differential by period this season. And you guys were plus in the first, plus in the second, but obviously a severe minus in the third, which you already know. But the one that really bowled me over was that it's the worst third period goal differential in the NHL this year. Like, it's not just, okay, having problems. It was a minus 19 or a minus 20. And last night you were forced into another game when a lead evaporates a little bit, and that's a good team in Anaheim, so no one's crushing you for that. That's a hard team to keep down. But what goes through your mind now when leads disappear and you have to stay steady and be confident? What can you sense goes on with the team now?
Yeah, I mean, I know that there's been a lot of talk about that, and obviously it's something we have to fix, but there's no real theme behind it, and that's the frustrating part. I feel like, you know, usually when you're kind of going through something, there's a theme behind it, or there's common reoccurrences. I feel like for us, it's just like, you know, little things within a game, and they're ending up in the back of our net, especially in the third period. I mean, last night, the guy makes a crazy play and banks it off Jet's head. You know, we're 3 minutes away from probably closing the game out in regulation, and then that happens. And there's really not much you can do about it, right? He's in bad ice. We cover the front of the net, and he just makes a crazy play. You know, it'd be one thing if every time, you know, we were holding the lead and they pulled their goalie, if they scored a bunch 6-on-5, you know, you could watch a video on it and learn from it. But it's just happening in different ways, so it's kind of frustrating because there's no real theme behind it. But we're working on it. We've obviously talked about it. And, you know, the good part is we're leading most games going into the third. And if we can find a way to just keep closing these out, I still think we're in a good spot. So we'll take the positives. We'll learn from the negatives and just keep moving forward.
Z, we were having a conversation earlier about kind of the holiday season and kind of would you rather receive cash or a gift card from someone for a Christmas present or however you celebrate your holiday. So I'll pose that to you, cash or a gift card?
That's a good question. I mean, I feel like I'd rather take the cash, but if it's a good gift card to maybe a place I haven't been in a while, it gives me more of an incentive to go. So I can see both sides of it, but I think I'm taking the cash.
So it's not, we looked at it from a thoughtful standpoint. Like, cash is the easiest thing, right? Shove cash in an envelope. Here you go. Have a great holiday. But you don't look, you don't frown upon the lack of thoughtfulness to a cash gift.
No, I don't. I mean, I think you should be a little more thoughtful than just cash. But if I had to pick between the two, I'm taking cash over gift card.
You're not giving your wife cash, are you?
No. Okay. You know what? She's really creative for Christmas and birthday gifts, so it's forced me to get a little bit more creative. She's really good at it, so I feel like I have good gifts this year. And no, I've never given her cash.
All right, real quick, because I know we got a few minutes left with you. AR and I, we've made it to the playoffs. We had a bye net last week in fantasy football. What's the update on your fantasy team and the fantasy league over there at Nationwide?
It got pretty crazy at the end. I'm not gonna lie to you. I played Fantilli and KJ. They have a dual team. Played them the last week. So if they were to have beat me and Severson would have won, I would have been last place. If I beat them and Severson lost, KJ and Fance were last place. But if I beat them and they had more points than Severson, it was kind of a crazy thing that Severson was last place. And what ended up happening was I beat KJ and Fance, and they needed McConkey on Monday Night Football to get 8 points, and he only got 2, so they ended up last place. Severson squeaked out of it. I finished 4th to last. So it wasn't a great year for me, but I'll take it. I just wasn't last place. Okay.
Not in the basement. We can roll with that.
All right, good job.
Yeah, I just didn't want the punishment.
Yeah.
So
what is it? Can you share that?
Yeah, it's just you have to take all 12 guys to dinner on the road, and the guy that wins the league gets to choose your outfit.
Okay.
Oh man, that's a double that's a double whammy. You get the bill and the outfit.
At least there's two of them doing it, so it's a little bit better.
Okay. How many years have you done this? Have you ever lost?
I've never lost, no. I actually lost my home league this year, so I was just a bad fantasy manager this year.
Well, you've been busy. And I will tell you, when you got that early shot off in overtime, I thought, wow, this is it. I mean, the Hattie was there on the stick, and I know that's not the priority, but winning possession in overtime was big. And then when you're on the rush and possession is so key in overtime, are you judging that in your mind, all right, I'm going to let this fly because opportunity is, I'm going to seize the opportunity here. How much are you setting up things in overtime in your mind versus I got to take a chance here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. You can keep possession for a full 5 minutes if you really wanted to. There's so much ice, but I feel like at a certain point, especially off the rush, kind of like Fance did on his goal, like you have to try and attack and find a way to score. I feel like maybe at a certain time of overtime, we're really good at shootouts. Maybe you just kind of hold possession and take it there. But early on like that, I feel like if I can get a decent shot off or at least try to, or feel like I'm in a scoring position, I'm going to try and shoot that for sure.
Well, it was an outstanding game, man. And for 600, for you to have that kind of game and important that it comes in a win, congrats on that. And hope you guys can finish strong here before your holiday break. The dog that I want to highlight today is named Pop Rock. Love the name. Pop Rock is from GIGIS.org, GIGIS.org. Small little black puppy. Love this dog. Energetic, really smart. In foster right now. We need to get him an adopter. He's amazing. Loves people and other dogs. Very, very loving personality. And so he's a puppy. He's got energy, wants to work on his training and things like that. But so you got to have patience and understand with a young dog, but he navigates the world around him pretty well. Always benefits from reward-based training as he learns certain manners. But the one thing I want people to know is that, you know, he's small now, but he's probably going to grow up to be a medium to large sized dog. He's going to benefit from socialization. They all do. And so he's approximately 4 months old right now and already weighs about 25 pounds. If you're interested, please go to GIGIS.org, GIGIS.org, and I'll get his picture circulating here, and hopefully we can get him a home. And it's just a great time around the holidays to do those holiday sleepovers with shelter dogs and get them out of the shelters and rescues for as much as they can. And this is it, man. It's the time of year where It's so nice to be able to do this. And I know, listen, people want to buy dogs, and I get that, but just think about the ones that are living in the cages right now in the shelters and how much you can make a life for an animal and how much they'll give you back times a thousand. So this is the time of year we're pushing it pretty hard. So look up Pop Rock on Gigi's.org, and hopefully we'll get him a home.
Yeah, I hope so. It sounds like a plan. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, my man. Always appreciate you. Be well, and congrats again. Thanks, Z.
Yep, thanks. Talk to you soon.
Yep, that is our friend Zach Werenski, brought to you by Telhire Credit Union for Hockey and Hounds. Telhire Credit Union, proudly serving Ohio since 1934, Columbus's hometown credit union. Learn more at telhio.org. We'll come back with Tell the Truth, Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
It's often
that glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness.
Because there are often no early symptoms, nearly half of those with glaucoma may not even know they have it until vision loss has occurred.
I was diagnosed with normal tension glaucoma in July of 2020. And what we found out at that point was I had already lost 40% of my sight. And you think it only affects people that are, you know, 75 or older, retired, grandparents. And that's not the reality of it.
I didn't think at all glaucoma was going to affect me because I didn't know of anyone that had glaucoma, no one in my family. When you have glaucoma, you can't get back that sight that you lost. And so early detection and treatment is vitally, vitally important.
Don't miss life's most beautiful moments. Schedule an eye exam today.
National Glaucoma Research, a Bright Focus Foundation program, offers free resources and tips for healthy vision.
Learn how to protect your sight at stopglaucoma.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Bishop and Friends.
There's nothing more dangerous than an injured mountain lion.
When have you encountered an injured mountain lion?
Let me tell you something. March in
running around Dublin?
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan. It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, The Fan. Now you can watch Rothman and Ice.
Go to YouTube and search 97.1 The Fan.
Rothman is wearing the pancake makeup, so you might as well watch. Back to Rothman and Ice.
All right, Ice, take it away.
Fellas, lock in, because if you're at that point in your life where it's like, man, I just not the same guy that I used to be. Can't do the things that I used to do. If you are dealing with ED or low T issues, listen closely, because the folks at the Columbus Men's Clinic are ready to help you out. Did you know there's treatments that can help you maintain what you already have? That's right, fellas. Just like going to the gym to maintain muscle, there are ways to keep ED and low T at bay. So I want you guys to feel better about yourself as you get a little older, because the Columbus Men's Clinic can do exactly that for you. No more excuses. Don't wait any longer. Don't procrastinate on any of this, because all it's going to do is make it worse, fellas. So call them today at 614-300-7400, or you can book them online in under 30 seconds at columbusmensclinic.com. Again, their number is 614-300-7400, or you can find them online and book in under 30 seconds at columbusmensclinic.com.
Tell the Truth with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation at windownation.com.
All right, TLC, take us home, bud.
Look, man, I got to stump you guys on some sort of trivia, so I'm going back to the well here. All right. Except this is actually your area of expertise. Mm. All of these updated leaderboards on NFL stats. Name me the top 10 receiving yards leaders. No particular order.
Yep.
I'll give you three strikes.
We got JSN and Pickens, right? They got to be up there.
That's one in three. I need
JSN,
eight more.
JSN,
Pickens, we're good there, AR. I think in fantasy. Do I have
anybody? I'm just trying to think. I mean, I want to say Jamar Chase has got to be in there. You said top 10?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say Jamar Chase.
Stafford's having an MVP year, so Puka's got to be in this.
Puka's number two. You got the top four already knocked out.
Stafford being awesome.
I need 5 through 10 in no particular
order. Let's not overthink this. Like some
Amon-Ra.
Yeah, usual suspects. He's got to be in there. He's got to be in there.
I need the bottom five.
Did they get
CeeDee Lamb?
That's number eight.
Is do we have a tight end in this?
Yes.
Maddie's guy has to be
McBride's
in there.
McBride's in this.
That's six.
He's got a lot of catches.
So you've now whittled it down to the same amount of players available in the top 10. You need three more, and you also have three strikes.
Hey, let me ask you this.
A Mecca.
That's cooled a little bit,
that's
right?
That's strike one.
Let me ask you this, AR. Right. How do you feel about this? Are both Cowboys receivers up in this?
Well, I said
CeeDee.
Oh,
you said, okay, yeah. Okay, my bad. I missed that. Okay. This is where it gets dicey.
We're already behind the count, so.
This is where it gets dicey.
I need three more, and you only have two strikes left.
That ain't my guy. I know that.
No, it's not JJ.
No, JJ's 19th.
Are there any teams that have two outside of Dallas? Two guys?
Yes.
So we got another duo in this AR.
That doesn't make sense.
Another duo around the NFL.
Oh. I think I got it.
Did we talk about him earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Has it been that good, though? I know, like, I remember him making pop, like,
no,
spark
but,
plays this
but
year.
The but the answer is a duo. And right. He said yes.
And we mentioned
so
him earlier in the show.
Who else would we have said?
Number 10.
It's J-Mo.
It has to be.
Yep. All I need right. 7 and 9.
I'm
tapped out.
No. I'm just impressed we got this many.
The count's even. Two more strikes left, two more spots to fill.
Any more tight ends?
No.
Okay.
This is yards, not catches.
Yards, not catches.
Let me ask you this.
I know who you were thinking of when you asked that question. I do.
How would you know that?
I just know.
All right, O is the mentalist. How do you know? Yeah.
You were thinking of Christian McCaffrey.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know, are we? Man.
Well, let's think of the most popular guys. And whether we've already X'd out Jefferson because we know that's not going to happen.
Correct, correct.
Okay, so the people that are running through my mind right now, because I'm thinking fantasy-wise, is Cortland Sutton and maybe Nico. Like, I'm thinking those two.
Here's
I don't really have...
I have Nico Collins in my other league.
All right.
And he's been good to me.
Good enough?
He's been good to me
to
this year.
List?
And they're on a bit of a roll here, so I think the numbers have started to climb recently. Let's punch in Nico Collins. Let's punch that clock.
Number 7.
Yeah, that's a good call.
You're missing number 9.
Yeah, we're not going to get it.
There's no way. I don't know.
Because it can't be an Eagle.
No.
And I don't feel like there's enough there. It's the talent's there, and people drafted them high. Man. We need one more?
You need one more, and you got two strikes to play with.
Play with it.
He's been injured, or I would say his name.
Baltimore?
Who do you think I'm thinking of now? Been injured, coming back.
I've been watching too much.
Had a decent name, has a decent talent.
Sorry, I just.
Multi quarterback.
There was a Harry Potter thing I just threw out.
It was good.
The name you don't say, but whatever. We said it. I said it. Sorry, I'm getting us off track. I don't know, Aaron.
The word
you're gonna have
that
to bring
you just
us all...
said sounded like the team this guy plays for.
Wait, no way. It's not anybody from my team. It can't be.
Maybe it can.
AR, is he talking about Zay?
Well,
Zay?
He's either tricking us into saying it, or he's being truthful. And so he's already given us the answer.
It's Zay Flowers. Wow.
That's unbelievable. Wow. I would have gone probably Sutton.
Yeah.
13th.
Okay.
Where is he, Mecca, at? I'm curious where he's at now.
15th.
Okay. I would have never gotten Zay Flowers. This hasn't.
What's the kid doing in Carolina?
Ted, he's having a good year. He's got to be in the top 20. Yeah.
16.
Yeah,
okay.
I imagine he's
so let's take it from the top. JSN, Puka, Pickens, Jamar Chase, Amon-Ra, Trey McBride, Nico Collins, CeeDee Lamb, Zay Flowers, Jameson Williams.
There it is. Hey,
how
before
in the
we
world
go,
is Zay Flowers in the top 10?
That's what I'm saying. I don't get that, and that is my team. Hey, before we go, you miss anything from our show, you can always catch up via our podcast. Type in Rothman and Ice wherever you get your podcast. Bet365 is the sponsor of the Rothman and Ice podcast. Common Man and Timmy coming up next. No Common Man. Austin Ward stops by for the whole 3 hours. Nicole Sharon stops by at 3:30 for Leather Jacket Wednesday.
All right. We'll hit you starting at high noon tomorrow on a Thursday. Listen in. We appreciate you. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We are your radio home for the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. We may have a bit of a football problem. Oh, yeah. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Get Eco.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.